This is ScoresBroadcast.com and Hits 105.5 FM in Sydney.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really want to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six west central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
The following is a special high school sports presentation on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR Radio, 105.5 FM.
Oh, it's a big spurt for E.J. Davis. Look at him go. He pops it clean. 40, 45, 50. Off to the races. Gets a block. Makes a man miss. Reverses his field. 30, 25, 20. Gone! Touchdown! How about that? E.J. Davis takes it 78 for the score.
And you will score too with high school football right here on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR Radio, 105.5 FM.
Richards to receive the kickoff, does so at the 17. He's going to reverse his field down the near side. He's got a wedge of blockers. Look out. He makes three men miss at the 50. He is going to make a house call. Justin Richards. What a return, Chuck. 85, 86 yards.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. He looks like a freight train going down the sideline. Now here comes the train.
As a CSX flies through Booster Field, sounds like it's running right down the middle of the gridiron.
Stay right on track with scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR Radio as we cover the big games, including Anna, Fort Loramie, Sydney, Layman, Minster, New Bremen, Versailles, and Marion Local.
Bate Noddy, offensive backfield, look at him go to work, outside left tackle, he's got a gaping hole, he moves to the sideline, motoring to the 40. He's at the 50. Fort Loramie territory down the near sideline. No one's going to catch him. Blinding speed. Quarterback Peyton Noddy.
Donovan O'Leary, quarterback for the Layman Catholic Cavaliers.
Here's O'Leary. Quick slant. McFarland catches. He's at the 14. Nice to the 11. Upended right there. Looks like he's got the first down.
I'm getting kind of the Halloween spirit through my right. I'm looking through cobwebs.
Well, this game is going to finish up with a trick or treat. We don't.
Yeah, let's hope it's a treat.
Yes. 3:11, 3:10 to go. Quarterback Caleb Maurer may elect to keep it here. No, he dishes on the play to Holland. Look at Holland go.
Again.
Right tackle. Cuts it back against the grain. 25-20. Holland zipping to the end zone.
Wow.
That may do it. Will Holland, a splendid run. Will Holland with two big second half bolts to the end zone. And Fort Loramie seems to have broken this one open. A two-score lead.
Wow.
With 2:57 to go.
That was impressive.
You'll enjoy each week's pregame, too, and entertaining comments from coaches and players.
Your most favorite coach.
I love Coach Wells. He's helped me a lot, and I love playing for him.
So you'd score him 10 on a 10-point scale, and Corey Britton a 9.99999.
Yes, that's what I would do. I love them both.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, good evening to you, high school football fans. I'm Jack Kramer with Bryant Billing, pinch hitting for Chuck McBee tonight. We are at Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field, and we've got a blockbuster of a game for you between Fort Loramie and Minster. It's a Southwest Region semifinal in Division 7. These two clubs opened the campaign back on August 19th. Fort Loramie won 39-27, led 32-13 at one point. Minster cut it to 5 with 6 minutes left. It was nip and tuck, a lot closer than the final score of 2 touchdowns. This is the 20th meeting between the two programs. Minster's won 13 times. Fort Loramie's won the last 2 regular season meetings, although Fort Loramie's never beaten Minster in the postseason. These two clubs have played outstanding schedules. Fort Loramie 10-2 on the year, having won 8 in a row. Minster on the campaign 8-4, having won 7 of the last 9. Minster in the Midwest Athletic Conference has played the likes of Versailles, New Bremen, Marion Local, all still in the postseason. The independent slate for Fort Loramie has included Versailles, Lima Central Catholic, Lucas, Newark Catholic, those 4 still in as well. Could be a game of 2 outstanding quarterbacks taking it right down to the wire. Last possession may win it. Caleb Maurer of Fort Loramie, Brogan Steffi of Minster. It should be a fine contest, that's for sure. Stay with us all night long. May take 30, 35 points to win it. Bryant, what's your feeling? The weather not as bad as we thought it might be at noon today when we had a lot of snowflakes. Wind, though, pretty stiff out of the north. Field turf not slick. There is snow in the bleachers, a little bit in the end zones. Better conditioned than I thought it might be, but I was here for practice for Fort Loramie during the week, and it was 73 degrees and balmy.
And not quite that tonight, but like you said, at least we have no active snow going on. That's great after how ugly it was this morning and close to the afternoon. Like you said, these are two teams that have real big offensive playmakers. They've scored a lot of points. They've given up a lot of points the last couple of weeks, and I know last week Coach Spencer Wells was not happy. Despite a big victory, they did not want to give up 27 points to that South Charleston Southeastern team. So they've worked on defense a lot this week. I know Minster has as well, and it's going to be the team that, you know, that it's a cliche, but who makes the least mistakes? And could an interception come back and prove to be the difference in this game? Could a missed extra point be the difference? Very well could be when, like you said, this could be 42-41 or something in that neighborhood.
Yeah, you never know if one defense steps up. Gets a couple quick three and outs, that may turn the tide as well.
Right.
Fort Loramie scored 98 points in two Division VII football playoff games. Minster 95. Redskins have allowed 47. Minster 43. On the season, Fort Loramie 34 points a game. Minster 31. Fort Loramie's allowed 21 per contest on the year. Minster 24. It's dead even. You can't take another look at it and say one club is a prohibitive favorite. No way. It's a deadlock on paper. Statistically, both Caleb Maurer and Brogan Steffi have advanced the football on the year for about the same amount of yards, right at 3,300. It's a toss-up. Flip the coin.
And not to jinx it, but the snow has started again. I can see it in the lights. So we'll see how the weather plays into it tonight.
I don't like the sounds of that. You're right. I do see a few flakes. The wind gusting probably every bit of 30 miles an hour. That could be a factor. Fort Loramie will throw it a little more than Minster. Minster will feature the run game a little more than Fort Loramie. We are going to take a two-minute radio station break, two-minute commercial break, then return with Fort Loramie head coach Spencer Wells. When we come back, I'm Jack Kramer with Bryant Billing here at Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field. This is Scorers Broadcast.com and Hits 105.5.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
Here at M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at 800-474-4123.
We are about 15 minutes away from the kickoff of tonight's game between Fort Loramie and Minster. Minster won the toss, will receive when this game gets underway. From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. For these two teams tonight, there are key building components for sure. For Fort Loramie, Logan Eilerman has snatched 98 of Caleb Maurer's throws this year for over 1,400 yards. Christian McGee has snared passes for 498 yards and has returned kicks for another 457. Eilerman is 6'4", McGee 6'3". They are a load tonight for Minster's defensive backs. For the Wildcats, Brogan Steffi often locates James Niemeyer. He's a first-team Midwest Athletic Conference performer, and he finds Devin Webker as well. The two have combined to reel in 88 Steffi passes. Additions to the offenses in the last several weeks, Connor Schmiesing, now a key contributor in the run game for the Wildcats. Maxwell Maurer, Caleb's brother, is featured frequently as a serious pass-catching threat for the Redskins. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze and Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze and Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. There are key building components for these two teams tonight. We expect the yards and the points to pile up. Earlier this week, we sat down with Spencer Wells, head coach of the Fort Loramie Redskins. His club has been in tight struggles the last couple weeks up through the first two quarters, and he has liked the way his club has responded, especially last week against Southeastern.
Yeah, you know, I would say overall I liked how we battled through adversity because, you know, Southeastern, credit to them, they made us earn it. And there was different points in that game where, you know, number one, they made us earn it. They played well. They were well coached. They were well prepared. But two, I felt like at times we weren't playing our best football, but we found a way to fight through it and just go win that next play. And so it wasn't always the prettiest at times. I know at halftime we were kind of a frustrated bunch, but, you know, we kept swinging. We found a way, and we were able to win pretty big over a pretty good football team. So overall, the way we handled adversity, I was proud of our guys.
And Isaac Ratterman on the field again, and he contributed again.
Man, I love Rat. I tell you, he's fighting through, man, and really an impact player. And, you know, most of the times, you don't even know that he's overcome a pretty serious knee injury. And so credit to him. He's been rehabbing hard, and it's paying off for him, which is awesome to see. But a lot of guys on that defensive side, you know, we talked about Darren Eilerman. Darren played a really good game on the perimeter. He's the other outside linebacker, got an interception, almost had a heck of an almost had two on a circus interception that just fell out when they tried to hit a swing pass out of the backfield. Thomas Hoying got two more. That's a season record for us in the history of our football program, which says a lot, because we've had a lot of really good players over the years. And so he's got eight of them now, four in the last 2 weeks that we talked about. So he's been great. Calvin Hoying led us in tackles again. Mm-hmm. So overall, we did a lot of good things on defense. If there's one thing I would say is we always got to maintain our focus. We got greedy a couple times. They hit some big plays, and that'll be something that we can't afford to do this week.
As you noted, Logan Eilerman, kind of a quiet 10 reception night.
Yeah, you know, we and I say quiet because it felt like we missed him so many times. And but at the end of the game, he still had 10 catches for 140 yards and a touchdown. And, you know, most receivers, that would be their best game of the year. So proud of Logan, proud of Caleb, proud of the offensive line. I mean, there's a lot that goes into that, but you know, I'm proud of how we've always found a way to get him the ball.
Right.
Every game they know that's who they got to stop, and every game we found a way to get him the ball. So we're going to have to do that this week. I'm sure Minster's going to see the film and see, hey, 81's a dude for him, and we're going to have to find a way to take him out. And that's where we're just going to have to go to the bag of tricks and kind of go through what, you know, we've seen a lot of different defenses to Logan at this point. So now it's just kind of, okay, what are they showing? This is the strategy that they're taking, and then here's how we're going to modify our plan. So we're going to need him this week.
And the Maurer to Maurer combination continues to click.
Yeah, I tell you, Caleb was so excited for his brother when he threw that to him, his first touchdown pass. And it's so funny, the difference between the two. They're both competitive as heck. But throughout a game, Maxwell, who's only a sophomore, is just steady Eddie, even keeled. He comes off after he gets his first touchdown catch, and it's just, you know, you wouldn't even have guessed. You would have thought it went to somebody else. And then Caleb comes off, and he's like, what'd you think of that? I threw one to my brother. Isn't that cool? Like, and so he had 8 catches for us, like you said. But he's doing so much after the catch. It's not just catching the ball. You know, he's getting some, you know, swing passes that he's turning into 15, 20-yard gains. Big play capabilities. Another big target. I mean, he's pushing 6'3", and so we got another big target out there with him. And that's been a pleasant surprise for us.
Yeah, Spencer Wells, our guest, head coach, Fort Loramie, before tonight's regional semifinal game in Division 7, Southwestern Ohio, Redskins against the Minster Wildcats. Do want to comment briefly about Aiden Bolin. You recorded 8 touchdowns. He was 7 of 8 in the PAT department.
Yes, he's been big, man. He's been consistent, you know, and there's times that we're off in the kicking game just a little bit, but it's not necessarily because of him. You know, this past week we had a little bit of a blocking issue, but no, he's been incredible. Also with his kickoffs, he's taken advantage of times with the wind behind his back, and we've been able to pin him deep, and he's done an outstanding job. Very proud of Aiden.
You played Minster game 1 way back in August, and these two teams tonight are much different than they were opening week of the season. Talk about the transformation you've seen in the Minster Wildcats from week 1 to week 13.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I think both teams have definitely improved, but when you watch the film, and they've made tweaks throughout the year, don't get me wrong, but when you watch the film, it's kind of the same teams in a lot of ways. You know, Steffi, their quarterback, is a key part of their offense. You know, everything seems to run through him. They've got good skill players. They've got a solid defense. You know, you look at us. You know, we're going to still try to get the ball to Logan. You know, Caleb's a guy for us. You know, we've both gotten better, but we both stay the same in a lot of ways, and I think it's going to be a really fun matchup. You know, just like week 1, it's a rivalry game for us, but we just have to continue to maintain our focus throughout the game. You know, when we stay focused on each play and we stay focused on doing our jobs, it's tough on teams. You know, we make it really tough on teams. When we kind of get greedy when the momentum's in our corner and we try to do too much, then we let teams back in the game a little bit. So I think that's the challenge for us this week, is just saying, hey, you know, let's get off to a good start. Let's get after them, and then let's not open up that door. You know, it's time to slam it shut on somebody, and it'd be a great week to do that.
Yeah, Minster's made a living this year on manufacturing very good field position, short fields,
yep,
with a number of takeaways. And needless to say, a big playoff game, takeaways, turnovers, enormous factors.
Yeah, it's going to be big. You know, and I think with turnovers, you know, they've got a dynamic quarterback that's going to take some shots. We got a dynamic quarterback that takes shots. You know, if you have a pick here or there, I think you can overcome that. But to your point, the teams that we played the last couple weeks, we forced 4 turnovers. I think when you get into multiple turnover category, especially in a game like this time of year, it gets tough, you know. And both offenses are so good, the last thing you want to do is give them good field position with a turnover, or you want to give them a short field, you want to give them an extra possession, you know. So that'll be big for both teams, securing the football, and then both teams trying to make big plays on offense, no doubt.
Words of fifth-year Fort Loramie head coach Spencer Wells. His team has turned in 8 interceptions in the last 2 weeks. Minster, 20 takeaways on the year. Second-year head coach Seth Whiting at Minster talked to us earlier this week, and he commented his club is still pretty young, younger than Fort Loramie for sure, only 7 seniors. He said his team really started to click week 4 or week 5.
Coming into the season, we knew we're still awfully young. A lot of our sophomore starters played as freshmen last year and got that experience. But, you know, you're still playing against 17 and 18-year-old kids with 15 and 16-year-olds. So we knew there was going to be a little bit of a learning curve there, some growing pains. And really, our older kids, you know, we only have 7 seniors, but those 7 kids have done a great job, you know, embracing their role and keeping us on track every day in practice, whether it be on scout teams, special teams, whatever it might be. But, you know, we fought through those growing pains, and when we started to hit week 4, week 5, week 6, the kids really started to click. And, you know, we had to move some kids around to different positions and find out who was going to be able to help us where. And, you know, unfortunately, we've had a couple injuries as of late, so we lost a few of those kids. But other kids have jumped in and filled those roles, and, you know, they're doing a good job. We still have tons of room to grow, but you know, we're starting to get better week by week.
Coach, take a moment, highlight those skilled players on offense we'll be talking about tonight. I know it all begins with Brogan Steffi at quarterback.
Yeah, Brogan is doing a really nice job for us. He's in a super high pressure position in a really good conference. So it's tough to do when you're a young guy, but I think he's thrown for right around 2,400 yards, a little over. He's ran for over 800 yards, and he's not the biggest thing that he's doing. He's not turning the ball over. I think he's got 20 touchdowns and 2 interceptions.
Wow.
And running the ball, he protects. He's got 17 rushing touchdowns, and I think he might have 1 or 2 fumbles on the year. So he's really doing a great job protecting the football, making good decisions. But what's been nice as of late is, our line, we moved some guys around, and as they've gotten more comfortable, they've really started to gel, and our run game has taken off a little bit, and that takes a lot of pressure off your quarterback. Connor Schmiesing has stepped up at tailback, and he's doing a really nice job.
How about Niemeyer for you on the outside? Quick feet, all Midwest Athletic Conference player, both sides of the ball.
Yeah, James Niemeyer, another sophomore for us, is doing a really good job at wide receiver and corner. He was all MAC at both positions. He's one of our top targets. I don't know if we have a number one target, but between him and Devin Webker, I mean, those are two guys that you got to cover both of them, and they're both really talented kids. And there's been some younger guys step up, and we got another senior, Chase Kouse, in the slot that makes a lot of plays for us. So the kids are doing a really good job. They're performing right now.
Seth Whiting, head coach of Minster football, before tonight's game between Minster and Fort Loramie. It's a Southwest Region D7 regional semifinal game. Talk about your defense. I know you've given up 21 points a game. You give up yards, but with all the great offense here in the region, it's all about not giving up so many points that you can't win the ball game.
Right. No, it's with the way people run offenses anymore, it's really hard to, throw shutouts and keep people to nothing, which is makes what Marion Local did this year that much more impressive.
Oh, yeah.
Holy cow. Are they good on defense?
Yep.
But our defense is getting better week by week. We give up some yards here and there, but we're only giving up around 21 points a game, and forcing a lot of turnovers. I think we're plus somewhere 17, 18, 19, 20, somewhere in that window, turnover ratio. So, bend but don't break. It's the idea. And, just try to get our offense a couple extra possessions a game.
As a head coach, as a member of a coaching staff, what techniques do you teach with regard to creating turnovers? Are there any such techniques? And what are the skills in that regard? Because, man, oh, man, if you can flip the field, get a short field every now and then, you've got a big advantage in a high school football game, which may limit each team's offensive possessions to maybe a couple of quarter.
Right. No, there's just normal drill work. I mean, we do a turnover circuit every week. We put a huge emphasis on, punching the ball out, strip drills, recovering fumbles, getting our hands on the football, tip drills with our DBs, our working, breaking on the ball drill. Just we put a huge emphasis on attacking the football. So sometimes, it has its negatives because our kids are so focused on going after the football that they miss a tackle. So then we adjust our focus to making sure we secure the tackle first and the next guy's coming and get the ball out. But, just creating turnovers is huge because you can flip field position and gain yourself some extra possessions.
Minster special teams rock solid as well.
Our special teams have been very good. Seth Harmeyer runs our special teams, and they've been pretty solid this year. We've returned some kickoffs for touchdowns, and our punt unit does a really good job. We thankfully haven't had to use them very much the last few weeks here. And our kickoff team, I think, does a really nice job covering. But our special teams have been solid, and we hope that continues. If we want to win games, it's got to continue.
A quick thumbnail sketch of Fort Loramie. What'd you learn about the Redskins when you played them way back in August?
Good, solid football team, big and long. A lot of height, a lot of length to them. Week one, it's interesting going back and watching yourself at that point, because we watch it and look at it and go, man, we were this, that, or the other, but we had plenty of opportunities to win that football game, and we had a catastrophic error in special teams and a couple other little things that happen. That game goes a different way, but they're a good football team, and they progress throughout the year. And I think the quarterback is a really talented kid, and obviously the Eilerman kid is a special talent. He's tough to deal with. He's that big and runs good routes, has great hands, and I think they have physical linebackers and physical up front. Just a nice football team. Spencer's doing a good job.
Words of Seth Whiting, head coach of the Minster Wildcats. Conversation tonight dwelling in part on turnovers and takeaways. It's a cold, blustery evening here at Sydney Memorial Stadium, and mistakes will no doubt play a big factor. Opening kick to start the game, returned by Minster from the 19-yard line, back out across the 25 to the 26 or 7, and that's where the Wildcats start, first and 10. Three sponsors with us each and every Fort Loramie game all season long are Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922, M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs at TomJerry's.com. Steffi has thrown two interceptions the entire season. Caleb Maurer for Fort Loramie has tossed 13. We'll see how that plays out tonight. Five wide to start the game for the quarterback, Steffi, and it's a draw, a design run. We talked about it in the pregame, and look at him bolt into open space beyond the linebackers. He's at the 40, the 50, into Fort Loramie territory. Maybe he stepped out just shy of the 50. Huge run to start the game by Brogan Steffi.
Really see his speed there and his playmaking ability, Jack. Was able to take that, saw the opening, and ran towards that home sideline.
And it was a gaping cavity along the left side of the offensive line for Minster. We'll run down the Wildcats offensively for you. Brogan Steffi, 6'1", 170, a sophomore, calling signals. Justin Bergman, 5'8", 175, a junior. Connor Schmiesing, 5'6", 160, a sophomore, in the offensive backfield. Right now, lone back behind Steffi on first and 10 from the 49. Here's the handoff right up the gut, and it is Schmiesing looking for an avenue. He lunges forward to the Fort Loramie 45. He carved out six. Second down and four, tackled made by Calvin Hoying of Fort Loramie. Minster's got on offense a quartet of outstanding wide receivers, Devin Webker, Chase Kaus, James Niemeyer, Dylan Heitkamp. Offensive center, Keaton Sharp. The guards are Nick Winter, second-team All-Mac, and Gabe Bornhorst at a guard. Here's Steffi on a run, galloping through the line of scrimmage. On second and short, he barges to the 40, stays on his feet, and wheels his way down inside the 35, spilled at the Fort Loramie 32. Ian Homan, Nick Winter, right tackle, right guard for Minster, Keaton Sharp at center, Gabe Bornhorst, Fletcher Luthman on the other side of the line, and they are generating openings for the Minster attack here to start the game. Three plays, and Minster has chewed up about 55 yards already in just a little over 1 minute. First and 10 outside the 30 of Fort Loramie. This running play stuffed after a small advance, minimal gain of maybe a foot or two. That's it. The interior, the Fort Loramie defense in there on the tackle. Damian Bruns up front along with Calder Bergman. And that forces second down and 10 for Minster. It's been easy going so far for the Wildcats. They've had their way on the ground against Fort Loramie. And that has been the recipe on offense for most clubs all year against Fort Loramie, is run the ball, eat the clock, and keep Fort Loramie's big-time passing game on the bench. Here is Steffi, quarterback draw, took the snap 6 yards behind the line of scrimmage. A little crease opened up, and then it closed at the 29, and down went Steffi. 3 yard pickup, third down and 7 for Minster at the Fort Loramie 29. 9:40 left in the first quarter, no score. Minster on a march. Wind blowing out of the north in the face of the Wildcats. Fort Loramie will have the gusty wind advantage here in the first quarter. And as Bryant noted several minutes ago, the snowflakes began to fall, and we've got quite a bit of snow in the air right now.
Yeah, it's really picked up.
Third and 7, line to gain is down around the 22.5-yard line. It's at the 29. Short drop to Steffi in the pocket. No one open. He's going to scramble. Oh! And the C's part in the middle of the field. Steffi's at the 20, 15, 10. He's untouched. He's gone. He took it to the house for a touchdown. Brogan Steffi from about 29 yards away. almost like Fort Loramie, had only 9 or 10 men on the field on that defensive run or that defensive stance because Steffi running the ball made it look so easy. He wanted to throw it on third down and 7. Nobody was open. He didn't scan the field for very long, and he took off, and he blistered his way to the end zone. Extra point try by Steffi. Boy, he has scored a whole bunch of points via touchdowns and kicks this year for Minster. His PAT try up and through. He punched it home, and in less than 3 minutes, Minster's on the board, taking the opening kickoff and running it right down Fort Loramie's throat. 9:02 to go, opening period. Minster 7, Fort Loramie nothing on scoresbroadcast.com and hits 105.5.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
And after the Minster touchdown, the Wildcats kick off. Fort Loramie's Christian McGee scoops it up with one hand at the 16-yard line, and he races up the near side of the field behind a wedge. He made a man miss at the 40, and he scooted all the way into Minster territory. There was a flag thrown. Let's see what ensues. Was there a foul stepped off against either team, Bryant? I thought maybe there was a piling on at the sideline. Maybe not. Ball is going to be marked for play at the Minster 36. But we talked about the explosiveness of these two teams in the pregame. Christian McGee, the last half of the year, has been stellar at returning kicks for Fort Loramie. He is lightning fast, long strides at 6'3". Minster booted the ball on the ground, but McGee made the first few men miss. And then he took off. Fort Loramie running play from scrimmage at the 36-yard line. Off left tackle. And the ball carrier reverses his field. Near sideline. 15-10. Minster chasing out of bounds at the 2-yard line for Fort Loramie. Will Holland with a sprint inside the 5. And Fort Loramie's knocking on the door. 7-0 Minster. 8:45 to go here in the first quarter. Redskins opened up a big hole. Fort Loramie missing Nate Berger on offense and defense both tonight. He's out with a sprained knee. Could be back next week if Fort Loramie is victorious this evening. But Berger is missing in action, and one of the top couple leading tacklers for the Redskins all year. Fort Loramie sets up shop at about the 2 of Minster. Goal to go, 8:45 left opening period. Lengthy kickoff return by the Redskins. And then an outstanding run from scrimmage for another 35 yards or so. Here's a sprint to the left by the ball carrier, and Minster's all over it. Swarming tackle back at the 8. Second down and goal. Caleb Maurer kept it for Fort Loramie, and Minster was not fooled. They were spying on Caleb. He tried to circle left end after a fake in the offensive backfield. Minster would have none of it. Second and goal at the 8 for Fort Loramie after a setback of a half dozen yards. Three receivers flank, 2 to the far side, 1 to the near. Caleb Maurer has Holland on his right hip, man in motion. High snap to Caleb. He's back at the 15. Surveys the end zone. Fires wide of the mark, 9 yards deep in the end zone. It's no good. Boy, this would be a huge win for Minster, Bryant, if the Redskins are stalled and don't score. Who knows? We might see a field goal try if Fort Loramie doesn't put this ball in the end zone in this third down play. Goal to go from the 8. Fort Loramie does have the wind at its back. Aiden Boland, 2 weeks ago, kicked his first field goal of the year. High snap to Caleb Maurer. Running play up the middle. It's Holland zigzagging to the 5. Fell forward far short of the end zone. Minster getting tough defensively down in the trenches. And Fort Loramie has a goal to go. Fourth down. Nose of the football just shy of the 5-yard line. Interior of the defense for Minster, led by Will Frimmel, getting the job done. Chad Schultze in there on the last stop as well. Two receivers to the left. Fourth down, goal to go, Fort Loramie at the 5. Caleb Maurer's back at the 15, looks middle of the field, no one available. Late dish to the right side of the field. Yes, it's caught in the end zone. Touchdown, Logan Eilerman managed to sprint away from the defender, hauled it in 4 yards deep in the end zone, running toward the boundary. He had lived his route. He broke it off. Caleb Maurer was very disciplined in the offensive backfield. He was patient, looked the field over, ran down his progressions, and Logan Eilerman shook free. So tough to cover one-on-one. Minster will mix up the zone and man. And that time, Fort Loramie's passing game burned the Wildcats on fourth and goal from the 5. Here's the extra point try by Aiden Boland. Ball is placed down. Kick is up and away. It is sailing through the uprights. He's got it. 7:15 to go, opening quarter. Fort Loramie 7, Minster 7 on scoresbroadcast.com and hits 105.5.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
These two teams have touchdown makers all over the gridiron here at 30-0 field. They're on display in the first less than 5 minutes. Kickoff by Fort Loramie after the Redskins retaliated and tied the game up at 7. Here's a great kickoff return by Minster from the 25-yard line out over the 35-40 to near midfield before Fort Loramie wrestles down Connor Schmiesing, who almost along the far hash went the distance. If he makes one more man miss, he could have taken it to the house. 7:07 left here in the opening quarter. Minster 7, Fort Loramie 7. Ball placed down at the 48-yard line of the Wildcats.
Well, we thought this could be a high-scoring game, Jack, and it's certainly looking that way so far. Even on the kickoff returns, we've seen great plays so far, too.
Yep, sure have. Here is Brogan Steffi at quarterback for Minster. He has the man in the slot. Behind him is Schmiesing. Oh, Steffi fakes. Oh, he fools Fort Loramie, and he gets the corner turned around the end into the Minster bench. He zips for 7 to the Fort Loramie 45. Schmiesing was tackled behind the line, but he did not have the football. Good sleight of hand maneuver by Steffi. Second down and 3, Minster at the Fort Loramie 45. Line to gain the 42. We're tied at 7. 5 minutes gone here in the opening period. Again, Bryant, like we said, it's going to boil down, I think, to which defense is able to make some adjustments, rise up, get a stop or two, or create a takeaway. Steffi has Schmiesing alongside, trips to the left. Design run, Steffi, right tackle. Oh, there's a crack, and he powers right through it to the 40, motoring to the 35 of Fort Loramie, toppled at the 34. He's got first down yardage and then some. Brogan Steffi has toted the football from scrimmage 178 times this year, and he may hit the 200 mark on the campaign before this night is over.
Yeah, Mister's almost surpassed 100 yards rushing already, and we're not even halfway through the first quarter.
Game tied at 7. Minster and Fort Loramie's end at the 34-yard line. Offensive line, Holman, Winter, Sharp, Bornhorst, Luthman have been strong through the first period for the Wildcats, creating avenues for Steffi. This time he feeds Schmiesing, does the quarterback. Dealt it to Connor Schmiesing, and he is hogtied at the 36 and thrown backward. He might have lost a yard or two. That time Fort Loramie smelled it out. Nice job of Calvin Hoying of the Redskins. Assistance from Damian Bruns. Second down and 12, Minster at the Fort Loramie 36. We're tied at 7, 5:56 to go in the opening quarter. The Winter plays next week, Saturday evening at 7, against the New Bremen and Sonia Winter in the Southwest Region Final in Division 7.
Now, those two squads playing over in Greenville tonight right now.
Two receivers to the right. Steffi rolls left. He's 10 yards behind the line. Screens it back to the right. It's a well-designed play. Caught at the 42. Run after catch of the 35-30. Tackle made at the Fort Loramie 28. Little bit of razzle-dazzle misdirection in the passing game by Minster. Fort Loramie did alertly manage to cover the play downfield before Minster could produce first down yardage. Third and 4 coming up. It did gain about 8, but the Redskins corralled it before the line to gain was reached. Third and 4, Minster, 28 of Fort Loramie. Last tackle by the Redskins made by Darren Eilerman. Here's Steffi in the offensive backfield. Delayed draw to Schmiesing. Oh, he's belted down at the 30. A setback of a yard or two. It's going to be fourth down for Minster. 6 yards to go from the Fort Loramie 30-yard line. 4:40 left here in the opening quarter. We're tied at 7. Minster 7, Fort Loramie 7. Fort Loramie converted a touchdown a few minutes ago on a 4th and goal from the 5. Now Minster has a 4th and 5 yards to go from the 29-yard line of Fort Loramie. We've got trips to the left. Steffi 5 yards behind the line. He has Schmiesing behind him. Here is a quick cadence. Snap back to Steffi being pursued behind the line. It's a quarterback sack at the 37-yard line. Loss on the play of about 7 or 8. Fort Loramie takes over. Minster turning it over on downs. Fine play by Gabe Hart of Fort Loramie's defense as he barreled through and hooked the quarterback, Steffi, behind the line and tossed him to the turf. And the Redskins have it first and 10 at their own 37. Boy, those are the kind of stops that these defenses need tonight.
Absolutely.
In order to swing this game. 4 minutes left, opening period, tied at 7. High snap to Caleb Maurer, handoff to Will Holland. Uh-oh, and he is being pursued behind the line, going backwards, nailed at the 32-yard line, a loss of 5. Penetration by Minster's defense has been excellent so far in this game. Defensive end Brady Wolf would not allow Holland to get the corner turned. Second down and 14 for Fort Loramie at the Redskins 33. 3.5 to go, first period, tied at 7. Two receivers right, one to the left. Holland behind Maurer. Very short drop. Wings it into the right flat. It is caught on the run by Logan Eilerman. He spears it at the 38, belted down right there. Small advance, leaving Fort Loramie shy of a first down, but 9. Minster doing a pretty good job on that play, keeping Eilerman in front of the corner and safety on that side of the field. 3rd and 8, Fort Loramie from the Redskins, 39. Let's see what the Redskins have up their sleeve here. Two receivers to the short side into the Fort Loramie bench boundary. One to the far. Short drop by Caleb Maurer. Looking middle of the field. Throwing on the ground to a receiver at the 50. He cannot scoop it up cleanly. It is ruled incomplete. Right at the 50-yard line. And Fort Loramie must punt the ball away with the wind. Spencer Knopf will boot it from back inside his own 30. Return game from Minster has been rock solid all year. Chase Kaus back at his own 30-yard line. We're tied at 7, 2:44 left opening period. Change of possession upcoming. Low snap to Knopf. Very high kick. It goes straight up, lands at the 37 of Minster, and bounces back toward Fort Loramie, which stops it on the hop at the 38. Not a good kick with the wind at all, and Minster comes out of it with fine field position at the Wildcats' 38-yard line. Hey, put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. Hey, propane customers, Burke Petroleum can now service your propane needs, too. It's the green energy choice, clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum in Minster. Wildcast to the line of scrimmage, half roll to the right by Brogan Steffi, 8 yards behind the line, hits the receiver 3 or 4 yards downfield, running parallel to the line of scrimmage, and he hauls it in at the 41. It's tight end Brady Wolf. He's knocked down about a yard later. Net gain is 5. Second and 5, Minster at the Wildcats 43. That's Burke Petroleum in Minster, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Second and 5, Wildcats at their own 43, two receivers wide left. Schmeezing behind Steffi in the offensive backfield, and timeout is called by Minster, which is confused momentarily with a minute 49 to go first quarter. Game tied up at 7. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center, West Michigan and Sydney, has got a big blowout sale going on now. Huge inventory left over from the massive tent sale. Prices are rock bottom. Inventory is fantastic. Sofas, recliners, sectionals, mattresses, plus dining room sets, bedroom suites, and more. One bargain after another. Goffney is family-owned and operated. Four generations at Goffney's for over 80 years. We have you covered. GoffneyFurniture.com on West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. Second down and 5, Minster at the Wildcats 43. Game tied up at 7. All the scoring took place in the first 4 minutes and 55 seconds of this contest. Steffi, long count. Fort Loramie showing a run blitz. Handoff on the plate of Schmeezing, picks his way. Scrambles to the 45. Good late surge to the 48. I think he's got the first down right at 5 yards. Yep. So Schmeezing nudges forward for the first down, two consecutive plays of 5 yards by Minster. A pass to Brady Wolf, a run by Schmeezing. First and 10 Wildcats at their own 48. A minute 28 to go here in the first quarter. We'll have a 1 minute radio station commercial break at the end of our first period. Two receivers far left for Steffi. Short drop, pass in the left flat, caught behind the line of scrimmage, but the receiver is decked immediately. Devin Webker picked it off back inside the 45, but he was jammed to the ground right now. Good defensive play by Fort Loramie. I think the tackle was made by Dylan Sanders, and that sets up a second and 15 for the Wildcats, more like 16 to go for a first down. At the Minster 43, line to gain is all the way over at the Fort Loramie, 41.5. Final 40 seconds, opening period. Game tied at 7. Second and 15, Minster at the Wildcats 43. Trips to the right for Steffi. He's got a very quick receiving core. He hits a man over the middle on a quick slant. He's got it at the 40. There's the speed it talked about to the 35-30. It's James Niemeyer caught from behind inside the 25-yard line. His knee may have touched down right there as the play goes for a quick 33. He's an All-Midwest Athletic Conference performer, James Niemeyer. And Steffi, on a quick count, hit him immediately. Beautifully executed play, Brian. It
absolutely was.
12 seconds to go, first quarter. Minster threatening, first and 10 at the Fort Loramie 25-yard line. And that will wind up the first period of play. A quarter in the books in this Division 7 regional semifinal from Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field. Minster 7, Fort Loramie 7 on scoresbroadcast.com and hits 105.5.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
As we begin play here in the second quarter, Minster posing a serious threat. Here is Steffi in the offensive backfield on first and 10 from the 25. Perhaps a whistle before the snap from center. And let's see what results. Dead ball, 5-yard penalty against Minster. Illegal procedure. Looking for work? Well, let Spherion work for you. Spherion is a national recruiting and staffing leader with a local focus on putting you on the job and in a career. Right now, Spherion is hiring for many different kinds of positions, including general laborers and clerical associates who earn up to $24 per hour, GED not required. Spherion's got 20 offices throughout Ohio, including one in Sydney on Ohio Avenue, plus Bellefontaine, Kenton, St. Mary's, Lima, and Findlay. Go to applyohio.com. Register today. That's applyohio.com. Spherion, it works. Let it go to work for you. Spherion, a national recruiting and staffing leader.
Score update out of Greenville. Ansonia's leading to Bremen 8-7 at the end of the first quarter.
First and 15 for Minster. 30-yard line of Fort Loramie. Here's a long pass by the Wildcats. Steffi down the left side of the field. Inside the 10-yard line, it is out of bounds. Incomplete at the 8. One-on-one coverage. Steffi threw it over the top of both the white shirt and a red shirt. A yard out of bounds. Intended for James Niemeyer, who ran that quick slant beautifully a few plays ago there late in the first quarter. Second down and 15 for Minster at the Fort Loramie 30. Opening second period, game tied at 7. Receivers left and right. Slot right, empty backfield for Steffi. Four-man defensive front for Fort Loramie. Steffi retreats a couple steps, a little bit of pressure, and he's thrown down behind the line of scrimmage way back at the 37. Damian Bruns was one of the two in there for Fort Loramie as he sliced right through an opening on the left side of the Minster offensive front. What a play by Bruns. Loss of several more. It's going to be third down for Minster and a ton of yards to go for a first down in excess of 20. Line to gain is about the 16. Ball marked for play between the 36 and 37 of Fort Loramie. Third down for Minster. Both these defenses beginning to adjust as this first half unfolds. And Minster elects to take another timeout. 11:07 to go, second quarter. Minster 7 and Fort Loramie 7. Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years with four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus the latest up-to-date technology. We support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing the people and businesses with the best services the community has to offer. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Member, osgoodbank.com. Interesting score there from Harmon Field in Greenville, Bryant 8-7. And Sonia, not to be taken lightly. Ansonia, a one-point lead over New Bremen early on.
I was curious to see how Ansonia could do. Looking at their schedule this year, not sure if it matched New Bremen's intensity. Good showing for them so far early in this game, though.
Third and 21, Minster from the Fort Loramie 36. Here's Steffi firing outside the hash marks to the right. It is caught at the 31-yard line. Run after the catch of the numbers down to the 25. The play got back a big chunk for Minster, but it sets up a fourth and still about 10 or 11 yards to go for a first down at the 25 of Fort Loramie.
One thing you can say about Ansonia this year, though, Jack, the teams they beat them big.
Oh, yeah. Yes, they have. Yep.
A lot of lopsided victories on their part.
Solid wins for sure for Ansonia. The Tigers play good football. Fourth and 10 for the Minster Wildcats from the Fort Loramie 25. Last pass completion went to Webker of the Wildcats. Trips to the left for Steffi. A lot of movement up front. Fort Loramie thinks the penalty is on Minster. Maybe another timeout was called.
I think Fort Loramie beat the penalty and called a timeout there.
Oh, okay. 10:19 left in the first half of action. It is Fort Loramie 7, Minster 7. We will take a break. This is ScoresBroadcast.com, and it's 105.5.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
As we return to action on 4th and 10 for Minster from the Fort Loramie 25-yard line, the quarterback, Brogan Steffi, tries to hit Connor Schmazing over the middle down at the 10, and he whips the football behind him high and wide, no good, incomplete on 4th and 10. And the Wildcats, for the second time in Fort Loramie's end of the field here in the first half, turn the ball over on downs. Redskins possession at their own 25, game tied at 7. 2 minutes gone, second quarter. Caleb Bauer in the offensive backfield fakes, keeps. Oh, he's barricaded, hemmed in, nowhere to go. Fell forward, maybe a half yard, that's it. Minster's defense has been stifling against the run of Fort Loramie so far in this game. Second down and 9, Redskins at their own 26. Minster's defensive front, led by Brady Wolf and Charlie Schmiesing. A couple of solid defensive ends. Chad Schultze is at the nose. Will Frimmel, rock-solid defensive tackle. Trips to the left, short side of the field for Caleb Maurer on 2nd and 9. Here's a rollout to the right. It's a designed run by Caleb. He's up the field 5 yards, 6-7, short of the first down, racked up at the 33 into the Minster bench. It's going to be third and a couple of yards to go for a first down for Fort Loramie. Redskins unable to free up Will Holland between the tackles. choosing to run it with Caleb Maurer there on second and long. Third and two, Fort Loramie at the Redskins 33. Time of possession in this game, heavily in Minster's favor so far. Fort Loramie's had a difficult time getting its offense on the field. Possession down here, third and two. Snap back to Caleb Maurer. He fakes the handoff and keeps. There he goes zigzagging to the line of scrimmage, and he claws his way over the 35, gets the first down with a lurch to the 37 or 38. There was contact a yard or two behind the line, but to Caleb with those quick feet dodged a couple would-be tacklers and was able to produce the first down at the 38-yard line. First and 10, Fort Loramie. Game tied at 7. 8:26 to go, second quarter. Line of scrimmage, the Redskins 38. Two receivers to the right. Holland behind the quarterback, Caleb Maurer. And the ball is stuffed in the tummy of Will Holland. No go. He blasted for a yard or two, then was stood up right at the 40-yard line. Frimmel on the tackle for Minster. Ball right smack dab, middle of the field between the hash marks. Second down, 8 for the Redskins. Bryant, you would think this is a passing opportunity.
You would. These teams have definitely been trying to keep it on the ground, though, with this wind and snow blowing around so far.
Fort Loramie against the wind here in the second quarter. Caleb Maurer, short drop with time. Fires outside the numbers, near sideline. Leaping catch on the ground made at the 48 or 49 of Minster. It's Logan Eilerman. Boy, he used every bit of that 6'4", 6'5 frame to dig that ball off the turf. He used his length as a shield between the ball and the defensive back. Good out pattern was run by Logan Eilerman, and Caleb Maurer hit him. 49-yard line of Minster, first and 10. 7:22 left, second quarter, game tied at 7. Much tighter formation here for Fort Loramie. Nobody split wide. And here is a reverse to the right. Ball being run on the play by, I think, Darren Eilerman. And he scoots to the 47, knocked down right there. Pickup of a couple, that's it.
That was Max Maurer on that carry.
Max Maurer from the slot on the left. Minimal gain of 2, second down and 8. Neither team here in the last little better than a quarter of play has been able to generate much on the ground. Boy, Minster came out like gangbusters with Brogan Steffi running the ball at will. Fort Loramie has since adjusted. Second down and 8, Fort Loramie at the 47 of Minster. 6:31 to go, second quarter. Tied at 7. High snap to Caleb Maurer. It's a run all the way up the middle. Oh, he sprints right through the line of scrimmage. Outracing Minster secondary people. 30, 25, 20. Caleb Maurer makes it a house call. Touchdown, Fort Loramie. Caleb Maurer, much like Brogan Steffi earlier in the game, zips for the score. It went for plus 40 all the way to the end zone.
You could tell once he broke through those linebackers, he was gone, Jack. Nobody in the vicinity. He had open field in front of him after about 7 steps.
A dart to the end zone from 47 yards out. What a quick dash by quarterback Caleb Maurer of Fort Loramie, which leads 13-7 with half the second quarter gone. Point after touchdown by Aiden Boland against the wind. Here's the snap from center. Good one. Ball spotted down. Kicked by Boland. Looks pretty good. And it is true. Fort Loramie 14, Minster 7, 6:19 left till halftime on scoresbroadcast.com and hits 105.5.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but 2 delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookin's Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookin's family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookin's. Hit the ground running. Order online. BrukensPub.com.
Here is the kickoff by Fort Loramie against the wind. It's a tall blooper. A skyscraper in the air, lands at the 26, untouched by Minster. Wildcats plop on the ball at the 24. Well done by Fort Loramie. Something you can't practice very well, but the Redskins, against the wind, executed it nicely, and Minster starts inside its own 25. Brian, as we highlighted in our pregame, these two quarterbacks, Maurer and Steffi, can get it done through the air. They've also got such quick feet.
Yes, and that was really showing the quick feet there on that last run by Maurer. Like I said, he broke through the middle up there and he was gone.
Yep.
There was nothing any of the Minster secondary was going to do to be able to catch him.
Nope, he split the corners and safeties, went all the way, 47-yard romp to the end zone. First and 10 for Minster, running off tackle at Schmiesing. He's got about 6 or 7, then he's held up at the 31 or 32. Play started inside the 25, second down and 3 to go for Minster. Line of scrimmage, the Wildcats 32, Calvin Hoying for Fort Loramie in there on that last tackle. Calvin Hoying, linebacking spot, along with Lewis Hart, filling in for Nate Berger. Darren Eilerman, Isaac Ratterman, your outside LBs. Man in motion for Minster, second and 2.5 to go from the 32. Here's a pass in the left flat, in the hands of the receiver at the 34, and then out. It was caught out there by Brady Wolf to tie it in. Boy, he was smacked in the rear right now, and the ball went flying free, so it's third, and a little better than 2 to go for a first down for Minster at the Wildcats 32. 5.5 to go, second quarter. Fort Loramie 14, Minster 7. Two receivers flanked wide right. Schmiesing behind the quarterback, Steffi, who's 6 yards behind the line, gives it to Schmiesing, right up the middle, puts his head down and digs. Forward progress, 33, maybe the 34. Oh, it's close. Yep, the official right away moves the chains. And I thought it could have triggered a measurement, but I'm not down on the field to see. So it's a first and 10 for Minster from the Wildcats 34. On the short gain by Schmiesing, good enough for a first down. We're near the 5-minute mark, second quarter of play, 14-7 Fort Loramie. Minster scored first. Redskins have responded with two unanswered touchdowns. Steffi back at the 27 to throw, and his forward pass is batted right back in his face by Damian Bruns of Fort Loramie. Incompletion, second down and 10 from the Minster 34-yard line. Wildcat Steffi had Niemeyer angling to the near sideline, but just simply couldn't get it to him. Bruns with superb penetration on that play and was all over Steffi. Clock stopped on the incompletion, 5 minutes even to go in the second quarter. Fort Loramie 14, Minster 7. We've got trips to the right for Steffi, the wide side of the field. He'll take the snap at his 34, line to gain is the 44. Oh, he's being harassed in the offensive backfield, tries to race out of trouble. He scrambles to the line of scrimmage, and he spurts over it to the 36 or 7. Boy, he was able to wipe out a 4 or 5 yard loss. He netted 3. Third and 7 for Steffi and Minster, line of scrimmage, the Wildcats 37 yard line. Fort Loramie defense, since that first drive of this game, has played exceptionally well. 4.5 to go in the first half. 14-7 Fort Loramie. Again, trips to the right for Brogan Steffi. Keep in mind, he's got some pretty quick receivers. They're not tall, but they're fast. Webker, Niemeyer, Schmiesing, to name three. Steffi rolling out to the right. He lost one down the near sideline. It is in the hands of Schmiesing and off his fingertips at the 47. And then in the rebound, Fort Loramie intercepts out of bounds at the 43. It's incomplete. Intended man, Chase Kaus. That was third and seven, so it's fourth and seven for Minster, which must punt with the wind. I'd oftentimes, Bryant, like to see two men back to return that punt, especially with the wind, to avoid that directional kick out of bounds or to one side or the other. We'll see how this plays out. Just over 4 minutes to go, second quarter. Fourth and seven for Minster. Here's the punt to Logan Eilerman. It's a twisting kick. It's away from him. He can't catch it at the 30. It's going to hit. It bounds from the 28-yard line down to about the 20. He goes out of bounds. Fort Loramie starts first and 10 from the Redskins' 20. 3:59 to go in the first half. Fort Loramie's up 7, 14-7. Say it's a good idea to get new tires right now to grip the road firmly before old man winter gets a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. He's got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, and more. Free pickup and delivery, too, at M&A Muffler and Tire. Phone Geppy, that's Jeff Gebhardt, at 937-295-3971. At the home of the tire sale, you'll never get tired of M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. First and 10 Redskins from their own 20, and it's a fake handoff in the offensive backfield. Caleb Maurer keeps. He's wedged in. Down he goes at the 19, and that play resulted in a minus one. Brady Wolf subdued Caleb Maurer. Setback of a yard. Second down 11. Fort Loramie's got to be careful here. They're parked down inside their own 20. 3.5 to go, second quarter. Fort Loramie, a couple timeouts remaining. Minster with one. Snap to Caleb Maurer. He's back at the 10. Looks middle of the field. No one is open. And after surveying the gridiron, he takes off and runs. And he scoots ahead to the 29, sliding down a half a yard short of a first down. One of those plays, Bryant, where Caleb might have been able to squeeze out another yard or two, left himself short of the first down marker. Third and one, Fort Loramie, shy of the 30. 2:50 left, second quarter, 14-7, Redskins. Two receivers to the right. Maurer is not under center. He's in the spread. Third and very short. He takes the snap, gives it to Will Holland, a sweep. Holland cuts it back wisely and dives over the 30 to the 31. There is a marker down, I think. Play was designed to go wide. Holland did the smart thing. Cut off the run, took it back to the interior. Charged ahead for a couple. Let's see what the penalty's all about. I think it's on Fort Loramie.
Yeah, Redskins walking back here.
It is an offensive hold. That's a tough one. So instead of a first down at the 31, it's going to be third and in excess of 10 or 11 yards to go for a first down. New line of scrimmage is marked at the 21-yard line. Line to gain the 30, so it's third and nine for Fort Loramie. 2.5 to go, second quarter. 14-7 Redskins. Caleb Maurer dropping to throw. Fires wide open receiver. Got it at the 40. 45-50. Oh, my goodness. It's Christian McGee still on his feet. Look at him go. 40-yard line of Minster caught from behind at the 37. Not sure who that was, Bryant. I said Christian McGee. Was it Logan Eilerman?
I believe it was McGee, but I am having a hard time telling a difference between the two. 21 and 81 are their numbers, and they're both about the same height.
And one of the two Redskins' lanky receivers has got that long left-sleeved white sweatshirt on the arm. First and 10, Fort Loramie, 38 of Minster. Boy, that was a big play. Went for in excess of 40. Here's a sweep to the left. Minster strings it out. Very little gain to the 37. Will Holland produced a yard. That's it. Boy, the pursuit by James Niemeyer, an all-Midwest Athletic Conference cornerback, was superb. He was all over Holland. and flushed him to the boundary at the 37. Second down and a little less than 9 to go for a first down for Fort Loramie at the Minster 38-yard line. A minute 46 to go in the first half. Fort Loramie up 7. Caleb Maurer dropping to his 45. Plenty of time. No rush by Minster. Now Maurer's got to get rid of it. He throws a long, high-arching bomb down inside the 10-yard line. Deflected away at the last second by Minster. Caleb Maurer pitched that football as he was being wrapped up. There is a penalty, perhaps another offensive hold on Fort Loramie. Maurer had tons of time, and the holding foul against the Redskins may have enabled Caleb to have additional precious seconds back there against the wind. The pass was held up, nearly caught, though, by Max Maurer inside the 10-yard line. Minster got a fist on it and at the last second spoiled it. New line of scrimmage for Fort Loramie after the penalty. The second hold on this drive is the 48 of Minster. So it's now second down and more like 20 to go for a first down. A minute 37 to go, second quarter. Fort Loramie up 7. Caleb Maurer at his 45, looking, fires a bullet over the middle, and the ball arrives late. Minster is there in time to break it up at the 37. Ball thrown maybe a split second late. Minster was able to cover it up. Well done in the secondary by the Wildcats. Good job on the play by Chase Kouse. Boy, broke it up. Time they hit on Christian McGee perfectly. Third and 20 for Fort Loramie at the Minster 48. 91 seconds to go here in the second quarter, and Fort Loramie takes a timeout. Minute 31 to go till halftime. Fort Loramie up by 7. Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243. 295-3243. Go online, set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com. Now, Bryant, Fort Loramie would love to put points on the board before the half ends.
Absolutely. They have a real opportunity here to go into the locker room with momentum, but they've got to manage that want and be cautious at the same time, because the last thing you want to do is give the ball up here and give Minster an opportunity to tie it.
Fort Loramie receives the football to start the second half. Minster began the game by returning the opening boot. So it's third and 20, Fort Loramie, 48 of Minster. Caleb Maurer is back at his 43. Surveys, middle of the field. Shoots one down to the 37. It is snared. Short run after catch to the 34. Logan Eilerman picked it off. Well done by him. In between Niemeyer and Kouse, it got back about 14 yards, leaving Fort Loramie 6 or 7 short of a first down. Fourth down coming up at the Minster 34, a minute to go in the second quarter. Two receivers far right for the Redskins, Caleb Maurer. He's at the helm, 6 yards behind the line at the 40. Play clock winding down, and the Redskins take a timeout. 51 ticks to go here in quarter number 2. Fort Loramie 14, Minster 7 on scoresbroadcast.com and hits 105.5.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino with Victrus Health and Wellness in Anna. I knew we had to flip the healthcare system on its head when I started Victrus 5 years ago, because I watched patients get sicker with hardly any providers actually diving in to the root cause of their condition. If you're tired of trying to figure out your symptoms on your own, then give our holistic medical team a call at 937-557-5657 or go online at victrushealth.com/free consult.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Well, as we return to Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field on a 4th-and-6 for Fort Loramie from the Minster 34. Minster elects to take a timeout. The Wildcats last one right there prior to a snap by Fort Loramie on 4th down and 6 yards to go for a first down. Final 51 seconds of the second quarter. The game started out in the first 4 minutes and 55 seconds with 2 touchdowns, one each way, a 7-7 tie. However, in the last nearly 20 minutes of football, just one TD has been scored. Say you'll be all smiles when you see the super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everybody with a smile and great customer service. And you know what? He is still smiling today because the three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. Remember, Geyer's offers super service on your car and outstanding collision repair, too. That's Geyer's, G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com. 4th and 6, Fort Loramie, 34-yard line of Minster. Caleb Bauer is back at the 42. He thinks about throwing it downfield, then hesitates, and the ball is off his fingertips, batted away by Minster. Rule, an incomplete forward pass behind the line of scrimmage. Oh, that was so close to being a fumble recovery and maybe a scoop and score the other way by Minster, but it's ruled defiantly by the official, incomplete forward pass. Caleb Maurer perhaps could have taken off and run the football and gotten close to a first down. Instead, Minster's got 45 seconds, Bryant, and about 65 yards to negotiate here at the end of the second period.
And what I said to Fort Loramie earlier applies to them right now. As much as they'd like to drive it down, make a big play here, the last thing you can do is force a pass or something, try to force a play, and give Fort Loramie opportunity to return an interception or something along those lines.
No timeouts remain for Minster. 1st and 10 Wildcats at their own 34. Rogan Steffes at the 22. It's a post pattern, middle of the field. Niemeyer, dead run, over the shoulder catch at the Fort Loramie 45. He hugs the football down to the 35, appended from behind. Minster quickly to the line of scrimmage. Oh, what a throw by Steffes to Niemeyer. And that big play right down the middle of the gridiron went for about 30 yards. A quick spike by Steffi. 33 seconds to go till halftime. And Minster now with a serious threat in the final half minute of period number two, trailing 14-7. Beautifully run route by James Niemeyer of Minster. It was a skinny post right down the middle of the field between the hash marks. Steffi hit him in stride. Minster to the line of scrimmage, trailing 14-7. Very late in the second quarter. Trips to the right for Steffi. He's always a threat to run. He's deep in the pocket. Looks middle of the field. Wide open receiver. Niemeyer again. Turns. Leaps in the air. Has it at the 21. Tackled at the 18. Down to 25 seconds to go here in the first half. Fort Loramie giving up too many yards too easily here late in the second quarter. Two big throws by Steffi. Line of scrimmage, the 18 of Fort Loramie. Steffi's at the 25, throws, end zone, 7 yards deep in the end zone, and the receiver's doubled up, and the pass is incomplete. Second down and 10 for Minster. Line of scrimmage, the 18-yard line of Fort Loramie. 11 seconds to go here in the first half. Maybe time enough for two more passes. Maybe three, but I doubt it. For sure, two. Last thing Minster wants to do is complete the pass in the field of play. Time would be halted for the first down chain to be advanced, but that's it. 11 ticks to go, 2nd and 10, Minster. 19-yard line of Fort Loramie. Pass to the end zone. Wide open receiver, 8 yards deep in the end zone. Got it. Touchdown right below the crossbar. The Fort Loramie defensive back got turned around trying to find the ball. Couldn't. And Connor Schmiesing snared it in 4 plays. Minster goes 65 yards. 6 seconds to go, 2nd quarter. And a chance here for a Steffi PAT to tie up this game. Redskins defense got burned in the last less than a minute of the first half of this game. Steffi's extra point, very low snap. It's placed down. The kick by Steffi. It is a wild blooper off to the right. It wasn't a good hike. The hold was sloppy. The kick is missed. No good. Fort Loramie retains the lead. Redskins 14, Wildcats 13. 6 seconds to go here in the first half. Bryant will keep it right here. Fort Loramie will receive the ball to start the third quarter. Minster gets the last points of the first half. Minster scored in the first couple minutes of this game, and the Wildcats score again in the last few seconds of the first half. In between the two Minster touchdowns, Fort Loramie really made some modifications defensively and slowed down this high-powered Minster attack. Keep in mind, once again, poor snap from center on the PAT try by Minster, and the kick wobbled off to the right, no good. Timing simply not there. Minster kicking far hash mark, 40-yard line. Keep in mind, Fort Loramie is very dangerous. Both teams are in the return game. Will Holland is one of the two deep men for the Redskins, along with Christian McGee. They're back inside the 15-yard line. Final 6 seconds, first half, 14-13 Fort Loramie, which gave up a late second-period touchdown to Minster. And the kickoff is bouncing on the ground through the legs of the Redskins at the 25. Fort Loramie's got to retreat and cover it up way back at the 8-yard line. First and 10 Fort Loramie, which will probably just take a knee. Redskins will get the ball to start the third quarter. 14-13, Fort Loramie up 1. Interesting first half of play. Redskins prevent defense did not get the job done in the final minute of the second period. And Minster struck for a quick 6. They went about 65 yards in 5 plays to get the touchdown to cut the lead to 1. Extra point try, no good. Snap back to the 2-yard line where Fort Loramie in the spread catches the snap from center, goes to a knee. And the first half closes. Minster trailing Fort Loramie 14-13 after 2 quarters of play. Keep in mind, in the next minute or so, we will break for 3 minutes, a 3-minute radio station break coming up here shortly. Fort Loramie up a point, 14-13 at the half. Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got 4 warehouses that stock hundreds of brands. For your home, Dickman's got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. We take pride in being family-owned and operated for over 65 years. Our reputation of reliability makes your choice easy. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing, plus an expanded inventory, small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, DickmanSupply.com. 3-minute radio station break up next. Halftime here at Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field. It's a Division 7 region semifinal between the Redskins and Wildcats. Fort Loramie up a point, 14-13. This is ScoresBroadcast.com and Hits 105.5.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in 6 states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in 6 states.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with ScoresBroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
And we welcome you back here to Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field. I'm Jack Kramer with Bryant Billing, pinch hitting for Chuck McBee tonight. We are at the intermission break. Fort Loramie up a point over Minster by a score of 14-13. Our radio station sponsors tonight on Hits 105.5, NK Telco, Sydney Chiropractic, and Sydney Body Car Star. Thanks to NK Telco, Sydney Chiropractic, and Sydney Body Car Star, our Hits 105.5 sponsors tonight. I'd like to run down our anchor sponsors for you on scoresbroadcast.com. We failed to do that in our hasty pregame. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice. Airstream and Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team at Airstream. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A. Your number one insurance agency in the region again. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. Go Goffney. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. LaCalle Equipment and Jackson Center. LaCalle, a Scores founding partner back in 2006 and 7. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tipp City. Home of the big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank and Osgood in Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. building excellence. I bet you didn't know, Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns. SecureCom and Minster, SECURCOM, online at securecom.com. The pros in protection, the Sydney Daily News, the best sports paid coverage around, and our broadcast partner, Hits 105.5, serving all of West Central Ohio. Again, Local Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner way back in 2006. Could not have gotten started without the support from Local Equipment and Jackson Center. Oh, we thank you so much, Local. Halftime here at Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field, 14-13 Fort Loramie over Minster. Our halftime report being brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie and Schnipple Construction in Bodkins. Bryant, let's take a look at the numbers through the first two quarters.
Overall, offensively, Fort Loramie has run 23 plays, has 180 yards. Minster has run 31 plays, has 209 yards. Started out with Minster taking a 7-0 lead when Brogan Steffi scored on a 29-yard run with 9 minutes 2 seconds left in the first quarter. Fort Loramie quickly struck back. Caleb Maurer threw a 6-yard touchdown pass to Logan Eilerman with 7 minutes and 15 seconds left to tie it up. Nobody scored again until Loramie got on the board with 6 minutes and 19 seconds left in the second quarter. Caleb Maurer broke free right up the middle for 47 yards for a touchdown. That gave the Redskins a 14-7 lead. But Minster was able to put together a scoring drive in the last 90 seconds of that first half, and they scored with 6 seconds left when Steffi threw an 18-yard touchdown pass to Connor Schmiesing. 14-13 here at halftime. Steffi completed 8 of 15 passes for 117 yards in the first half. He also ran 9 times for 74 yards. Caleb Maurer completed 5 of 9 passes for the Redskins for 78 yards. He ran 8 times for 97 yards. So we talked about the playmaking ability there of both of the quarterbacks in the pregame, Jack, and they have made the plays so far tonight.
Oh, yeah, with their legs more often than not. More so than with the arms. It's windy, blustery, a little more difficult to throw the ball, but these are two gifted runners on a night like tonight. If you can, go safe, keep it on the ground.
Absolutely, and that's what they've done, and it's been interesting. They've done it well at times, and they've both not done it well at times, too. Like you said, though, the defenses have adjusted, and that you could definitely see in the second part of that first quarter and early in the second quarter before both were able to find some gaps and get some big plays there late in that second quarter.
Yeah, very significant touchdown by Minster late in the second period of play, as you noted, a drive that spanned 65 yards. In the final 90 seconds, without a timeout remaining, Minster got it done in, I think, no more than 5 plays. And extra point, though, as a result of a timing problem and a poor snap, was missed, enabling Fort Loramie to retain the lead by a point, 14-13 at the half. Our halftime report being brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie and Schnipple Construction in Bodkins. This is ScoresBroadcast.com and Hits 105.5.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glass work is amazing.
AAGinc.com.
perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio, is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
Welcome back to Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field. I'm Jack Kramer with Bryant Billing, pinch hitting for Chuck McBee tonight. Halftime, 14-13, Fort Loramie by a scant point over Minster. It's tight. We knew it would be. It may take 31-35 points to win this game tonight. These two teams keeping it on the ground a little bit more than usual because of the weather conditions. It's blustery. Gusting winds, 25, 30 miles an hour out of the north, and we've got a fairly consistent snowfall now. It's been snowing since later stages of the first quarter of play. Snow stopped before the kickoff and then returned in the middle of that first half. Score updates, Division 6, Division 7 playing tonight. Bryant, what do you have? New Bremen and Sonia, for example.
New Bremen has come back, and they lead Ansonia 14-8 at halftime. Other Division 7 scores of note, what could be the potential state semifinal game. Opponents for the New Bremen-Ansonia and this Fort Loramie-Minster winner. Lima Central Catholic is on top of Macomb, 16-6 at halftime. And Antwerp is on top of... who are they playing tonight? Gibsonburg?
Right.
Yes.
Right.
27-19 at halftime.
And Marion Local and Versailles are playing at Wapakoneta.
Yes, in Division 6, Marion Local is ahead of 14-3 at halftime of that game.
And here in Sydney, it is Fort Loramie 14, Minster 13 at the break. We'll return in 2 minutes with more halftime. We'll hear from Doug Ute, the executive director of the Ohio High School Athletic Association. When we come back, this is scoresbroadcast.com and hits 105.5.
Customers always come back to Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Geyer's, and I really appreciate the Geyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Geyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Geyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Geyer's start online at geyersinc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Geyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. Got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Geyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Geyer's, it's always service with a smile.
GAIERS, Inc.com.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street legal golf cart from Brunson.
I am Jack Kramer with Bryant Billing. Snow is falling here at Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field. We are at the half, Fort Loramie, with a slim one-point edge over Minster, 14-13. Wildcats got a very late score in that second quarter, went 65 yards in less than 90 seconds, put six on the board with 6 seconds remaining. In the first half of play, extra point, no good, poor snap from center, kick wobbly off to the right. And Fort Loramie retained a one-point edge at the intermission break. Second half kickoff upcoming here in about 4 or 5 minutes. Doug Ute was announced as the executive director of the Ohio High School Athletic Association back in September of 2020. Ute, a former coach, teacher, athletic administrator, principal, and superintendent, is, by the way, the OHSAA's 11th leader in its 114-year history. Ute took over the OHSAA executive post after spending 20 years as a school superintendent, including 9 at Marion Elgin Schools and 11 at Newark City. The initial question I asked Doug during a recent interview dealt with the coronavirus year and the value and the benefits of involving students in high school sports during the pandemic.
First of all, Jack, I would tell you that, you know, our schools were going through tough times, our communities were going through tough times, and a lot of uncharted water, so to speak, on how you deal with things around crowds and that. But and so I have a lot of appreciation for what our schools in Ohio did for our kids. And remember, I was a school superintendent at the start of this virus, and we were taking 7 buses out through our city. Our kids weren't allowed on our property, and we were feeding breakfast and lunch out from our buses, so our kids would have something to eat. And so that's kind of the state of things back then. And so I really saw our role at the Ohio High School Athletic Association as providing something after 3 o'clock once we started churning. And we're one of the very few states in the country that, you know, we had 26 sports. We had 26 state tournaments. Some of them were shortened seasons, particularly in the fall of that. But, you know, it was so important, I think, for us to provide the leadership in the state to help locally with these kids being around the good folks, the good coaches and staff at schools, because they were isolated at home for so long. And, you know, kids need that interaction with other kids, and they need good leadership from adults. And so I really felt like that was the role of high school athletics during the pandemic. And when you look back on it, I have no idea where our kids would have been had we not had an opportunity for them. This isn't a political statement by any stretch of imagination, but I really feel like Governor DeWine and Lieutenant Governor Houston provided us the opportunity to do that, and we're very thankful that they believed in what we were doing and how schools were running events. And to my knowledge, our events didn't spread the virus, and that was a credit to our schools. And so when you think about that, when you turn around and look back, it's one of those things, wow, how did we do that? How did we, the association, do it, and how did our member schools do it? But I think it was we hit a grand slam, and our member schools did a fantastic job.
Yeah, we are in the height of the high school football season right now. Talk about the 16-team format in each region, greater participation than ever before in high school football playoff action here in the state of Ohio.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we went from 8 to 16, and I heard a lot of positive about people getting an opportunity to play that last last week, and I think this tells a lot, Jack, that we had one school opt out, and it wasn't for athletic reasons. They were a 16 seed, and number 17 said, "We'll play, and thank you for giving me," and I received a nice note afterwards, and so, you know, some folks worry about some of the matchups, a 16 and a 1, and the beauty of athletics, we had a 16 beat a 1 last year, and a league rival, and I really think for that community of Edison up around Norwalk there, they had a serviceman die in Afghanistan at the airport, one of the bombing victims that was 21 years old that played football there, and it really hit that community pretty heavy. So, you know, that week 11 for them really, you know, because they dedicated a lot of stuff to him and stuff, so it was great. And then they turned around and played a 9 seed 7 miles away from them, and so, you know, we're not going to have a 16 beat a 1 every year. We had some 15s win, we had a lot of close games, but we had some games too that weren't so close that, you know, we have every week during the season, and I think our coaches did a really good job of not making it 70 to nothing and more of a 40-6 game. But it's all about an experience for the kids and a playoff atmosphere and it's just not the football kids, it's the student body, it's the student sections, it's the band, it's the cheerleaders, and it's the parents and the community. So really happy that we had that kind of experience last year.
Words of Doug Ute, Executive Director of the Ohio High School Athletic Association. We are at halftime still at Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field, Fort Laramie 14, Minster 13. The snowflakes have subsided, but I tell you what, there is a glaze of white over the gridiron here at Sydney Memorial Stadium, and I guarantee you it's going to be a little slick down there on the playing surface the final two quarters of the game. Boy, the team that makes the fewer mistakes, Bryant mentioned it in our pregame, the team that makes one or two more blunders than the other, it may very well come out on, may very well lose this contest, is what I'm trying to say, because it is going to be a tough surface to negotiate in the final two periods. We're a moment away from the kickoff to start the third quarter. Fort Laramie possession. Minster will boot it. Fort Laramie up 1, 14-13, third quarter next on scoresbroadcast.com and hits 105.5.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Laramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
And here we go back to live action at Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field. Minster kicks a ground ball hopping down to Christian McGee to start the third quarter. He scoops it up at the 8, and he makes a brilliant return down the near sideline, dashing around would-be tacklers at the 30, the 40, and he raced to the 50 all the way to the Minster 48-yard line. What a return by McGee. Brought it back 44 yards, and Fort Laramie's in good shape. Near hash mark, 48 of Minster. It is a 14-13 lead for the Redskins. The field is getting more slippery all the time. It's got a glaze of white snow on it. Here's a handoff on the play to Will Holland. First play from scrimmage, third quarter. He gets to the 47, 46, spilled, shy of the 45. He carved out two. That's it. Second down and eight coming up for Fort Loramie. Tackle made by Caleb Sharp, linebacker for Minster, upending Holland. Line to gain is down at the 37.5, opening half minute, third quarter. 1 point lead, Fort Loramie. Snap to Caleb Maurer. Half roll to the right. Oh, he's way back behind the line of scrimmage in hot water. Throws a long bomb with the wind down inside the 10-yard line on the dead run. The receiver's got it. It's a touchdown. Caleb Maurer ad-libbing forever in the offensive backfield. And the receiver for the Redskins broke off his route and made a brilliant running catch as he zipped away from coverage. Caleb Maurer with the wind at his back, Bryant, threw that one forever, all the way from here to Piqua.
Beautiful, beautiful throw, as you said, Jack, and that is exactly what Fort Loramie wanted after giving up that late touchdown in the second quarter.
And I don't know if that was Logan Eilerman on the catch or not. I did not think it was initially. Big extra point try. Fort Loramie up 7, 20-13. Good snap. Kick is away. It's sailing to the right. Is it inside the post? He makes it. It was close. Aiden Boland's extra point is good. 1 minute gone, third quarter. Fort Loramie 21, Minster 13. Redskins score every bit as quickly starting the second half as Minster scored beginning the first half. Fort Loramie up 8. Back in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com and hits 105.5.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
Logan Eilerman, fine running catch as he continued to run his route. He broke off from his receivers as Caleb Maurer bought extra time in the offensive backfield. And that touchdown throw covered 46 yards by Fort Loramie in the first 52 seconds of the third quarter. Very short boot, bouncing downfield by Fort Loramie. Minter's got it at the 28-yard line. Wildcats, Kaus returns it far side of the field. No, it's Dylan Heitkamp. He's tackled at the 33, and that's where Minster starts. First down, 10 yards to go from the Wildcats' 33. Fort Loramie has the biggest lead of this game right now, 8 points at 21-13. Winner this game plays the New Bremen and Sonia winner next Saturday night, kickoff at 7 at a venue to be determined. Here comes Minster to the line of scrimmage. Ball marked for play at the 33. Steffi's got two wide outs to the left. He fakes to Schmiesing. Steffi around right in. Look at him go. He clicks those heels up over the 35, ramming his way to the 38 or 9. He chugs out of bounds. Rumbled for about 6. Second down and 4. Often used play by the quarterback, Steffi. He reads the defense. He'll either give it to Schmiesing or take it away from him. And that time, he let Schmiesing touch it, and then reading the defense of Fort Loramie at the same time, the quarterback, Steffi, decided to tuck it away and run himself. Productive advance on first down. Here is a blitz by Fort Loramie. Pass in the left flat on the play by Minster at the feet of the receiver. It is off his fingertips, ruled incomplete at the line of scrimmage. So now it's third and 4 for Minster at the Wildcats 39. Webker, the man for whom the ball was intended. The pitch from Steffi was down around his ankles, and Webker could not clutch it. Third down, a little more than 4 to go for a first down. 39-yard line of Minster. Fort Loramie up 8. Here's the ball given to Schmiesing. Schmiesing tries to squeeze over right tackle. Running play by Minster on third and nearly 5. It does not work. Fort Loramie clogged up the running lane. Very little gain, maybe 2 feet, 3 feet. Advanced by Minster, setting up a 4th and 4 for the Wildcats. from their own 40. So after every bit of 6 yards on first down, Bryant, Minster stalls. Fort Loramie will get the ball here down at the Redskins 20 or so. Odd-looking formation by Minster. They spread people out left and right and then bring everybody back into a conventional formation to punt the ball from the 27. Here's the kick against the wind. Oh, my goodness. It hit a wall of wind up above, and the north breeze threw that football out of bounds at a right angle near midfield. My goodness, Brant, don't think I've seen anything like that in a long time. The kick off the foot of Steffi of Minster was shanked into the Minster bench. Ball marked for play at the Fort Loramie 48. Redskins getting the ball to start the third quarter, and the wind proving to be a big advantage so far.
Yeah, when that got up there, that just absolutely died.
It sure did. It went straight up and then blew to the right over the Minster bench out of bounds. So it's first down and 10 yards to go for Fort Loramie, 2 yards short of the 50-yard line. Here's the snap back to Caleb Maurer. Running play, the Noah flip back to Caleb Maurer. He finds a receiver down the left side, beyond the numbers, on the dead run. Yes, it's caught inside the 20-yard line at the Minster 17. First and 10 for the Redskins, knocking on the door of Minster once again. Sort of a trick play. The ball was given to Holland. He ran forward a couple of steps, turned, lateral back to Caleb Maurer, and he threw a strike to Christian McGee. Redskins run outside right tackle. Minster stands it up at the 15-yard line. A pickup of 2. Second down, 8 yards to go for Fort Loramie. 2.5 minutes into the third quarter. Fort Loramie trying to take big-time advantage of the wind, plus having received that third-quarter kickoff and scoring fast. 21-13, Fort Loramie in front. Redskins to the line of scrimmage. Second down, 7 officially. Here is a snap back to Caleb Maurer. Maurer looking middle of the field, fires a bullet high at the goal line over the head of Logan Eilerman. Clock stops, 9 minutes remaining in the third quarter. Fort Loramie 21, Minster 13, 3rd and 7 for the Redskins. Steady stream of wind blowing. Brian, are we good to go? I see you adjusting the controls. Trying to manipulate the volume level just a bit. Thankfully, the wind not howling inside the press box. 3rd and 7, Fort Loramie. Caleb Maurer looking middle of the field. Now at the right hash mark. Oh, a leaping spear of a catch at the 6-yard line by Fort Loramie. That was the most brilliant catch of the night by Logan Eilerman. Wow, it was very wide. Seemed to be outside his catch radius, but he made it happen. Goal to go Fort Loramie at the 5.5-yard line of Minster. 8 minutes and 47 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Redskins up 21-13, trying to increase the advantage to 15 points and make it a 2-score advantage. Ball marked for play at the 5. Caleb Maurer takes the snap. Gives the ball to Will Holland. Nothing over left tackle. Tries to turn left end. Cuts it back. Knifes down inside the 5. Might have gotten to the 3, and that is it. Pretty good job, though, by Will, as his nose and instincts told him, they're spelling me out around the end. I'd better take this back toward the middle of the gridiron. He did, and made the most of that play. Picked up 1.5 yards inside the 4-yard line of Minster. Second down and goal to go for Fort Loramie. 7:50 left to go in the third period. Redskins up 21-13. Fort Loramie spreading Minster out. Redskins go empty. 3 receivers left, 2 to the right. Caleb Maurer run all the way. Right tackle. Splits a couple defenders from Minster. He is smacked at the goal line, but he falls forward. Got it for the score. Caleb Maurer, quarterback for Minster, charges in from 5 yards away. Critical PAT upcoming. Redskins lead at 27-13. Just over 7.5 to go here in the third period. Extra point try by Fort Loramie. It's crucial. Minster missed one after tallying a touchdown late in the second period. That PAT was no good. It was preceded by a poor snap. Kick was wobbling to the right. Here's Aiden Boland, side-winding one up toward the left, upright. Is it inside the post? He got it. It is. Barely, but it counts. Important extra point by Boland. Fort Loramie 28, Minster 13. 7:35 to go third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com and hits 105.5.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
The Fort Loramie Redskins have amassed a 28-13 lead midway through the third quarter. Kickoff by Fort Loramie on the ground, bouncing down to the 18-yard line. Good return by Minster, far side of the field, running lane, bring back to the 40, a block at the 45. A man misses a tackle near the 50. Minster's in business at the midfield stripe. Both teams returning kicks quite well here tonight. Each club fashioning a lot of speed, and the ball marked for play at the 46 is where the return man, Webker, scooted out of bounds. Bryant, any score updates? How about a quick mic check from you?
Well, Marion Local is now on top 21-3 over Versailles. That's the most recent I've saw.
Okay.
Up in the Division 6 game in Wapakoneta tonight.
Minster to the line of scrimmage, 46-yard line of the Wildcats. Here is the quarterback, Steffi, inside fake to Schmiesing, and it's a quick hitter over the middle. Yes, it's caught at the 44-yard line of Fort Loramie. Well done on the play by Niemeyer, the wide receiver. No, it was Jace Gauss, not Niemeyer. Good fake by Steffi, froze the Fort Loramie linebackers. And then the pass play went for about 12 yards, middle of the field, first down, 41-yard line of Fort Loramie. Steffi, designed run over right tackle, puts his head down, stays on his feet, keeps chugging. He's to the 36-35 of Fort Loramie. 5 minutes gone here in the third. Redskins up 28-13. Fort Loramie player down, well behind the line of scrimmage. We have an opportunity to take a momentary break. 6:58 remaining here in the third. Minster coming right back against the wind versus Fort Loramie after the Redskins struck twice for two early second-half scores. I'd like to tell you all about one of our new underwriting sponsors, Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie, across from Brookins. 40 years doing business, giving you your best due. Owner and stylist, Deb Gubo. Stylist, Renee Mesher. Stylist, Chris Siegel. Stylist, Kathy Wilson. Open Monday through Saturday, handicapped accessible. Yep, 40 years styling at Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. Our experience, your style, will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling at Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie, 15 Elm Street. Here's the quarterback, Steffi, back to pass. He's being pursued, scrambles left, throws, middle of the field, on his knees. It is Kauss. No, it's Niemeyer. Got it at the 22 of Fort Loramie. He cradled the ball before it hit the turf. It was 16, Niemeyer. Minster firing on all cylinders in the pass game. 6.5 to go, third quarter, 28-13, Fort Loramie. Minster to the line of scrimmage, trips to the right. Here's Steffi right up the middle behind the center, trying to run. He's dragged down at the 21-yard line. Steffi tried to carve out space behind his offensive center, Keaton Sharp. Good tackle, though, by Lewis Hart in there on the play for the Redskins. And that forces a 2nd and 9 for Minster from the Fort Loramie 21. Key possession as Minster tries to get back within a score. It's a 15-point spread at the moment, 28-13 Redskins, 5:50 to go in the third. Three receivers to the right for Steffi, empty backfield. Single coverage on Niemeyer to the left. Steffi rolling right. Sprint out, throws, tries to hit a receiver at the 12-yard line. He lunges for it, cannot reel it in. It was Dylan Heitkamp sprinting toward the first down marker, but the ball was a bit wide. Quarterback Steffi throwing against the wind, now faces a 3rd and 9. Line of scrimmage, the Fort Loramie 21-yard line. The clock was stopped with 5:36 to go in the third. Couple of crucial plays coming up here for the Minster offense.
Yeah, and some interesting stats from the first half. Minster on third down conversions was 2 of 5. On fourth down, they were 0 of 2. So not good on these late downs.
3rd and 9 from the Redskins, 21. And we've got the officials coming up toward the line of scrimmage, signaling maybe a 5-yard delay of game penalty against Minster. Boy, that is critical. So instead of 3rd and 9, it's 3rd and 14 for Minster outside the Fort Loramie 25 at the 26. Winner of this game plays the New Bremen and Sonia Victor next Saturday, 7 o'clock kickoff at a venue to be determined.
At last check, the Cardinals were ahead 14-8 at halftime of that one.
3rd and 14, Minster at the 26 of Fort Loramie. Minster down 15 points. Five receivers flanked. Empty backfield. Here comes the rush. Steffi being pursued. He's way back at the 40. He breaks the tackle. Near sideline running. He's got space. 25-20. Look at him go. He romps for a first down all the way to the 10 or 11-yard line. Brogan Steffi pulled a magical act, a Houdini on that play. Well done by Steffi. Nearly sacked way back beyond the 35-yard line. It is goal to go, Minster. Football resting. Looks like it might be touching the 10. 5:28 to go here in the third quarter. Fort Loramie up 15. Minster trying to make this a one-score game. Three receivers far right, Schmeezing in motion to the left. It's now empty for Steffi. Nearly illegal procedure on Minster. There's movement up front. 5-yard penalty against the Wildcats. It'll be first and goal from the 15. Again, many thanks to our Fort Loramie game sponsors, three of them with us each and every Fort Loramie game only. Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Thanks to Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie, and M&A Muffler and Tires. With us each and every Fort Loramie contest only throughout the year.
And an update from Greenville. Ansonia is ahead of New Bremen 16-14 at the end of the third quarter of that contest.
Wow. Big play. Minster, 1st and 15. Goal to go. 15-yard line of Fort Loramie after the 5-yard penalty. Deep drop by Steffi way back at the 25. He can't throw it. He's going to run with it. Gets to the 15. Yanked down from behind. There's a marker. Maybe a hold on Minster. Let's see what it's all about. Lewis Hart managed to clip the ankles of Steffi and bring him down. So it is going to be a walk-off against Minster. One of those decisions, Bryant, which maybe it's not as tricky as you might think. You take the play or the penalty. Ball now marked for play at the 25-yard line. The officials confer again. 2nd and goal from the 25 for Minster.
Right, that would have been, what, a 3rd and goal from the 15, right?
Right.
Yep.
5:03 left in the third. It's one of those where I think the coaches on the sideline get out their little black book
right.
that tells them what to do. And if you're Spencer Wells, accept the penalty. Second and goal from the 25 of Fort Loramie for Minster. 5:18 to go, third quarter. Fort Loramie up 15 points. Steffi's back at the 33. Has a wide-open receiver beyond the hash mark, far side. Easy catch and run down to the 11-yard line. Steffi displaying super arm strength. Threw it laterally against the wind all the way across the field to Webker. He was unguarded, ignored by Fort Loramie. Easy reception. New line of scrimmage, the 11 of Fort Loramie. Goal to go, Minster. Trips to the left for the quarterback, Steffi. Snap back to him. He's at the 20-yard line. Here's a pitch and catch over the middle for a receiver. Double coverage, Fort Loramie. Bodies fly. Is there a penalty marker? No, just ruled incomplete. Cluster of players a few yards deep in the end zone. Is there a signal against Fort Loramie?
There was, yes.
Foul in the end zone against the Redskins. And that will be half the distance to the goal line. Minster will have third down all over again from outside the five. So Minster with a third and goal, line of scrimmage inside the six. 4:39 to go, third quarter. 28-13, Fort Loramie up with 15 points.
And with the way the clock has run here, this is an opportunity Minster really can't afford to waste, being down two scores at this point.
Exactly. Minster will get the wind in the fourth. If Minster scores a touchdown in the third, Fort Loramie two in the third, Redskins having had the wind, that in a way might be victory Minster. We got whistles before the snap, I thought. Running play, right tackle, 4-yard line, 3-yard line for Schmiesing. Stopped cold right there. Thought I heard a whistle, maybe not. Fourth and goal, Isaac Ratterman, a key stop for Fort Loramie. Schmiesing's knee touchdown at the 4. Ratterman and Bruns in there on the hit for Fort Loramie. That was a critical tackle. Goal to go, Minster. And if the Wildcats are going to hang around in this game, they need a touchdown here. And head coach Seth Whiting gets a timeout. 4:11 to go here in the third quarter. Fort Loramie 28, Minster 13. And Bryant will keep it right here momentarily and tell our listeners about one of our outstanding sponsors, Osgood Bank. Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years with 4 convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake, plus the latest up-to-date technology. We support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing the people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank. Member FDIC, equal housing member, osgoodbank.com. Our score here, 28-13, Fort Loramie, Minster threatening. Fourth and goal, Fort Loramie 4-yard line. Last score from Greenville's Harmon Field, early fourth quarter, 16-14, and Sonia over New Bremen?
Yes, and New Bremen has scored since then.
Okay.
They are on top again. 20-16, I believe, was the score. Yes. 9 minutes left in that one, so a couple of good games here in Region 28 tonight for sure.
No question. Minster will come to the line of scrimmage, 4-yard line of Fort Loramie. Now the referees huddle back up. Most critical play of this game so far, without a doubt. 2-score lead for Fort Loramie. Redskins have tallied a couple of touchdowns with the wind at their backs here in the third quarter to surge on top. Fort Loramie led 14-13 at the break, have pushed it to 28-13. Minster trying to snug this game back up with a touchdown here. Down by 15 points at 28-13. Can't help but think Minster will try to go to the air, Steffi. If he's got an opening, he'll take off and try to hustle it right into the end zone.
I have a couple of officials coming over and talking to Fort Loramie coach Spencer Wells right now.
And who knows what that is all about. Are you looking for work? Well, you should let Spherion work for you. Spherion, S-P-H-E-R-I-O-N, a national recruiting and staffing leader with a local focus on putting you on the job and in a career. Right now, Spherion is hiring for many different kinds of positions, including general laborers and clerical associates who earn up to $24 per hour. GED not required. Go to applyohio.com. Register now. Minster to the line of scrimmage. Scoreboard reads 3rd and 4. I thought
they changed it to 3rd down.
I'm really confused. Here's the snap back to the quarterback, Steffi, right up the middle. He's got a sliver of an opening. He knifes down to the goal line, stretches out, and gets it. Touchdown, Minster. That's big.
And I guess whatever the deal was there with the downs didn't matter because Steffi scored on that play.
4:06 to go in the third. Minster right back in the thick of it. Now a critical point or points after touchdown. I would think if you're Minster, you kick it here. Stay within a score, make it an 8-point deficit.
Yeah, it looks like that's what they're going to do, Jack.
Yep, don't think you gamble quite this early and go for two. You want to stay within reach. You want to stay within a touchdown and a 2-point conversion. Steffi will kick the extra point. The one right before the end of the first half was missed. No, it's a fake. They do not kick the football. Instead, Steffi throws in the left flat, batted down by Fort Loramie at the 1-yard line. The 2-point try goes for naught. Bryant's all over the defender for the Redskins.
Yeah, that was Gabe Hart and Isaac Ratterman all over. Ooh. That. I believe that was Gabe that knocked it down. Gabe Hart there, the sophomore linebacker for the Redskins.
Redskins may have smelled something schmeezing the intended receiver right at the goal line. Fort Loramie all over it. And Seth Whiting and Minster thought that through just as we were thinking about it, Bryant. They didn't kick the extra point. Went for two early to make it a 28-21 ball game. No good on the pass for 2 points after, and Fort Loramie clings to a two-score lead at 28-19, 4:06 to go in the third. Interesting turn of events.
And you have to be happy with that turn of events there if you're a Fort Loramie fan. Redskins stay on top here by two possessions.
And the precursor to all of this was the missed extra point, the missed kick by Minster at the end of the second quarter.
Right.
And Minster felt like it needed to go for two after that last touchdown, and the 2-point pass play was broken up by Fort Loramie beautifully at the goal line. Kickoff is rolling. Fort Loramie is not going to cover it up at the 10, at the 5. Oh, it goes out of bounds. Break Redskins. Ball at the 35. It's a game of inches. Sure was right there. Fort Loramie misplayed the kickoff two or three times. Could have picked it up, didn't. It got away from Fort Loramie. Rolled inside the 5. Redskins almost touched it down inside the 5. And as a result, it's technically a 5-yard illegal procedure penalty against Minster. And that results, or I shouldn't say a 5-yard procedure penalty. It's a procedure call, which marks the football for play at the 35-yard line. That's where the Redskins start 1st and 10 with the wind at their backs. Final 4:06, third quarter. Caleb Mowers in the pocket. No one available. Runs, and he darts downfield, collared from behind at the 37. Good reaction by Minster defensively. Very good hit on the play by Will Frimble, assisted by Will Konapke. And they bracket Caleb Mauer, hold him to a 2-yard advance. 2nd down 8, Fort Loramie at the Redskins 37. 3:36 to go, third quarter. Fort Loramie with the wind at their backs. By rule, kickoff out of bounds. High school football, you start play from the 35. And Fort Loramie trying to take advantage of the illegal procedure call. Caleb Mauer buying time in the pocket, decides to run. Look at him go. He splits a couple defenders, slides on his keister at the 46-yard line. 1st down as he slipped ahead for 9. That's something Caleb may want to consider doing more often as this game progresses. First and 10 Redskins, 4 yards short of midfield, leading 28-19. 3:06 to go here in the third quarter. Fort Loramie will have the wind for just a few more minutes in this game. Minster will get it in the fourth. Redskins have a receiver left, three to the right. Caleb Maurer takes the snap at the 41, fakes the handoff and keeps. He tries to blitz his way around the right side of the field, circles the end. He's on the periphery of the Minster defense, and he jaunts out of bounds at the 46 of the Wildcats as he rambles for about 8. Second down and 2 coming up. Boy, just as we made the comment about Caleb Maurer using his feet, he does it again. That's a very safe play in these conditions. No reason to put it up top if you don't have to. And he's eating clock, although he did scamper out of bounds eventually on that last run. Second and 2. Game has been pretty much penalty-free. Clean contest. Quick snap. Hand off to Holland. Tries to split a couple defenders. Can't do it. Bear-hugged at the line of scrimmage. 46 of Minster. Good stop on the play by Chad Schultze, the nose tackle for Minster. Third and a couple, and more like 3. Loss of a foot or two on the play for Fort Loramie. Line of scrimmage, 46 of Minster. 2:17 to go, third quarter. Fort Loramie up by 9, 28-19. Important third down play right here. Redskins have not tried that little slip screen or bubble screen yet in this game. Caleb Maurer will take the snap at his own 49. He darts to the left, comes back to the right, sidesteps a man at the 45, and pushes to the 43. He's got the first down with a yard to spare. Caleb Maurer, often here in the third quarter, Bryant, calling his own number with success.
We talked about his athletic playmaking ability before the game, and he just shows it. He's had a couple of nice scrambles in this game, too, and you can say the same for Steffi as well. Like we talked about at halftime with their stats, both tremendous playmakers for these squads. And luckily for Seth Whiting and the Wildcats, Steffi will be coming back for 2 years. This is Maurer's final run for the Redskins.
Here's the snap back to Caleb Maurer. Fires into the right flat to a receiver, even with the line of scrimmage at the 42, makes a man miss, stays on his feet, chugs down to the 36. He's piled up right there. A lot of work and effort by Fort Loramie. It was Darren Eilerman out of the backfield, hauled it in. The play good for 7. Second down and 3 for Fort Loramie at the 36. Devin Webker on the hit for Minster. I bet Caleb Maurer is well over 100 yards rushing the ball now tonight. Final 52 seconds, third quarter. Fort Loramie up 9, 28-19 and driving. Again, the Redskins will have to flip and head against the wind in the fourth quarter. Trips to the left for Caleb Maurer. Snap to him at the 41. Ball whipped into the left flat. Caught behind the line of scrimmage. Run after catch. Good for about 5 or 6 yards. Down to the 30-yard line of Minster. Redskins picking Minster apart. Darren Eilerman being featured here in the last few plays. 28-27, 26 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Fort Loramie up 28-19. Keep in mind, a touchdown, a one-point conversion, would make it a 16-point game at 35-19. Minster would need 2 8s to draw even. Final 7 seconds. Third quarter, play clock's at 3. They've got to hike it. They do. It's a runoff right tackle, and cutting back against the grain goes Darren Eilerman. He charges to the 21-yard line. He gobbled up about 7 on the play, and the third quarter closes out. Redskins on a march late in the third. Fort Loramie 28, Minster 19 on scores.broadcast.com and hits 105.5.
Airstream is seeking production associates to join our growing team. Located in Jackson Center, Ohio, Airstream's employees assemble towable travel trailers and luxurious motorized touring coaches. With record sales and a new state-of-the-art production facility, Airstream is now hiring for numerous general production positions. Work first shift and earn up to $26 per hour with production and attendance bonuses. Visit airstream.com/apply to learn more. Be part of an iconic legacy at Airstream in Jackson Center.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
We return to Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field. We start play here in the fourth quarter. Redskins are again moving the football with the wind, don't they reverse? And shouldn't they be going the other way? There's a mistake. I wonder if it'll be recognized. Fort Loramie's got the ball, first and 10. Ball marked for play at the 10. Redskins are driving toward the wrong end of the field. They had the wind in the third quarter. They've got it again. I'm confused. Is that the last play of the third, technically?
Yes.
It is. There we go. A couple of seconds remained, and I've never seen that happen before. I couldn't figure it out. A second or two remained. Clock expired. Fort Loramie ran it, Bryant, for how much on that play?
1 yard.
It went for one from the 10 to the 9. So when we start action in the fourth, Fort Loramie against the wind will have second and goal from the 9-yard line. Thanks for straightening me out. I was trying to become a man in striped shirt. Quick update, score from Greenville.
And Sony is now back on top over New Bremen, 22-20. About 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter of that one.
And Marion Local all over Versailles, 38-3.
28-3 in that one.
28-3.
Just another impressive performance for the Flyers, Jack. They can always chug.
Yep. Well, they are at the end of the third quarter. My mistake. I got a little hasty there. Fort Loramie moving down to her left. Redskins will advance the ball against the wind. Second and goal from the 9 upcoming, leading 28-19. You know, we are a favorite of the home crowd in Bodkins, and those who come to us from towns all around. We're Meyer's Tavern, 303 North Main in Bodkins, known at noon and at night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We've got a full menu. You'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal at Meyer's in Bodkins, 303 North Main. Drop on by, have a seat, have a burger. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are great. Terrific strip loin steak dinners at night. Phone 937-693-8271. Myers, North Main and Bodkins. Great food. Bet you won't find better. Second down, Fort Loramie. Oh, it's a razzle-dazzle. Two handoffs in the offensive backfield. And then a left-handed throw into the end zone. It's a jump ball. It's a jump ball. And Fort Loramie's got it. 7 yards deep in the end zone. Oh, it didn't look pretty. It wasn't artistic at all. Redskins made it work somehow, some way. To recap, two handoffs in the offensive backfield. Then a pop fly forward pass thrown by a left-hander, caught 6 or 7 yards deep in the end zone. I don't think the players in the end zone knew the ball was coming down, but the Fort Loramie player did, and he hauled it in over his shoulder. My goodness gracious, what a play to start the fourth.
That was.
Big extra point upcoming to make it a 16-point game. The touchdown occurred from the 9-yard line. Redskins had the timeout break between quarters to think that one through. Here's the PAT try by Fort Loramie. Aiden Bolin hits it. Bolin was 7-for-8 last week. He's 5-for-5 tonight. 8 seconds into the fourth quarter. Fort Loramie 35, Minster 19. Bryant will keep it right here and continue our thought about Myers Tavern. proud to be a local casual hangout, and we welcome you for any meal of the day. That's Myers in Bodkins. Phone ahead, 937-693-8271. Place your carryout from Myers, 303 North Main in Bodkins. We bet you won't find better. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie has got Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, and more. Good idea right now to get new tires to grip the road firmly before old man winter gets a grip on you and your driving. Free pickup and delivery, too, at M&A. Phone 937-295-3971. Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt. At the home of the tire sale, you'll never get tired of. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. 8 seconds gone in the fourth quarter. Redskins have a 16-point cushion, 35-19. Kickoff Fort Loramie. Minster will have the wind in the fourth. Ball trickles to the 25. Minster short return to the 31. And the return man, Chase Kaus, is stuffed. First and 10 Wildcats at that spot on the field. Boy, that was an important drive by Fort Loramie, which tallied 3 touchdowns with the wind at their backs, did the Redskins in that third period of play.
And they look absolutely electrified on the sidelines right now, Jack. Could be a big momentum boost for them here going into this fourth quarter.
Spencer Wells' crew making hay with the wind at their backs in the third. Now Minster's got it in the fourth. Brogan Steffi and the Minster offense, so dangerous. It's 11:49 to go in the game. Fort Loramie up 16, 35-19. Steffi has Schmeezing alongside. Man in motion. Deep drop Steffi. Back at the 22. Loops it out in the right flat. Caught on the dead run at the 30. And the receiver dashes to the 40. Tripped up right there. Nicely done. Kaus on the receiving end. New line of scrimmage, the 40. Line to gain, the 42. Thomas Hoing managed to circle from his defensive back spot and catch the receiver, Kaus, around the ankles. Trips to the left for Steffi. Second and 2 for the Minster 40. Here come the Wildcats to the line of scrimmage. Slot left. Steffi back at his 30, rolling left. Fires a bullet toward the sideline. A lot of cushion given by Fort Loramie. Easy reception at the 49. Tackle made immediately. James Niemeyer hauled it in. Minster moving smoothly through the air right now, having advanced the ball 20 yards, a couple pass plays, new line of scrimmage, 50-yard stripe, 1 minute gone here in the fourth. Fort Loramie 35, Minster 19. Trips to the right for Steffi. His offensive center for the Wildcats, Keaton Sharp. Steffi, designed run right up the middle, met solidly at the 48-yard line of Fort Loramie, and he falls forward for one. He was spied on right there by the middle of that Fort Loramie defensive front. Calvin Hoing put his shoulder into him. Second down and 7 for Steffi and Minster from the Fort Loramie 47.5-yard line. Line to gain the 40. 90 seconds gone by here in the fourth quarter. Fort Loramie up by 16, 35-19. Redskins making a defensive substitution. And the play clock was adjusted from 25 seconds back up to 40. The officials are winding the clock. A little mix-up there by the timer. Here comes Minster to the line of scrimmage. Steffi gives to Schmeezing. He's got a hole outside right tackle, stays on his feet. He makes one man miss. He won't go down. Second effort, third effort to the Fort Loramie 39-yard line. He's got the first down. 10:14 to go in the game. Fort Loramie 35, Minster 19. Wildcats will have a first and 10 to go from the Fort Loramie 39. Obviously, Minster needs to score and go for two. Otherwise, they will remain behind by a couple of scores. It's a 16-point spread. Couple of receivers to the left for Steffi. Schmeezing alongside. Schmeezing left tackle. Bounces it wide. Look at him go. He's got an open area at the 35-30. He's on the edge of the Fort Loramie defense. And he is chased out of bounds down around the 22 or 23-yard line. Minster gaining yardage rather easily right now against Fort Loramie. 9:48 to go in the game. Line of scrimmage, Minster, the 22-yard line of Fort Loramie. Warren John F. Kennedy, ranked very high all year long in Division 7 football, winning easily tonight, 28-0, as is Newark Catholic. Two of the top-ranked teams in the state since week one. Two receivers to the right for Steffi, short drop. Looks, surveys the field, dances out of the pocket, now flips on the dead run to a receiver who breaks his pattern and catches on the go down inside the five. Beautifully done by Brogan Steffi, the quarterback for Minster. Found an open receiver, Webker. Webker ran a post. That wasn't available. Then he came back upfield, hooked toward the sideline. Steffi rolled out left a second time and hit him. Here is Minster running the football. It's knocked away by Fort Loramie at the three. It's on the ground. Redskins recovery at the 7-yard line. Fort Loramie's got the football. Schmeezing tried to trudge ahead over right guard. Met solidly, and Thomas Hoying for Fort Loramie tracked down the loose football as it bounced outside the 5 to the 7. You may have heard the Fort Loramie coaching staff in the background going crazy. They saw the ball on the turf, and the Redskins gobbled it up. But we talked in the pregame, Bryant, about the importance of a turnover here or there. You know it's going to happen. When would it take place? How big would it be? And that one for Fort Loramie is a well-timed takeaway for sure.
Now, going back to that last Fort Loramie touchdown, too, thanks to Dr. Sheldon Weichel for posting a video of it on Twitter, I was somewhat sure that Caleb Maurer caught that. I wasn't prepared to say it on the air when I saw it, though. And thanks to his video, though, it was Maurer who caught that touchdown. So,
and the Redskins on 1st and 10 from their own 6 are almost nabbed in the end zone for a safety. New line of scrimmage, the 1.5-yard line. 9:16 to go here in the fourth. Fort Loramie can ill afford a mistake. It is 2nd down and 13 or 14 yards to go. Line of scrimmage back at the 2.5 of the Redskins. 9 minutes remaining in the game. It is Fort Loramie 35 and Minster 19.
So Caleb Maurer now in this game has run for and caught a touchdown pass. How about that?
Here's Caleb Maurer in the end zone, handing off on the play to Will Holland, and he squirts ahead to about the 7. No, it was Darren Eilerman with a nice run. New line of scrimmage, the 7. 3rd down upcoming. Do you dare risk a forward pass from down here, Bryant? Gabe Bornhorst on the hit for Minster. 3rd and 9, Redskins at their own 7. The clock becoming an ally of Fort Loramie. 8:20 to go here in the fourth quarter. 16-point lead, Redskins, 35-19. Two receivers split left. Caleb Maurer will take the snap at his own 1 or 2 yard stripe. Down to 8 minutes to go. Perhaps an audible by Caleb. No, he looks at the official and gets a timeout. 8 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Fort Loramie, 35. Minster, 19. On scoresbroadcast.com and hits 105.5.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself
to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online. BRUCKENSPub.com.
Here is Caleb Maurer on 3rd and 9 to go from Dan Arana's own 5-yard line. He's back in the end zone, running out to the right. He crosses the goal line and chucks it out of bounds up at the 15. Fort Loramie now will have to punt the football. Redskins will boot it. Line of scrimmage is up at the 7. That was a 4th and 9 situation. Redskins' Spencer Knopf is 9 yards deep in his end zone. Well, he doesn't dare step on that back line. That's a safety. If you do get in trouble in the end zone, last thing you want to do is cough it up, give it to the opposition for a touchdown, fall on it for a safety if you have to do that. Here's the punt up to the 36-yard line. It is caught by Minster. 1, 2, 3 broken tackles. Good return down inside the 25 to the 24. Oh, boy, the speedy Chase Kaus brought it back about 12 yards. Minster setting up shop at the Fort Loramie 24-yard line. Maxwell Maurer for Fort Loramie. Might have saved a touchdown there as Kaus had an avenue down the left sideline. 7:43 to go, fourth quarter. Fort Loramie trying to defend down inside the 25-yard line. Minster got the ball back after fumbling at the 5. 7:43 to go in the game. Redskins up by 16 points.
Snow has died down here at Sydney Memorial Stadium.
Well, apparently the ball being marked for play out at the 45-yard line. Excuse me.
They must have called him down when he initially dropped it?
There had to be a holding penalty on Minster because the ball was received by Webker in about the 36, and that's where the holding occurred against Minster, which starts from the 46. And it's a throwback screen to the left, and Fort Loramie snuffs it out. It's a loss on the play of several yards, way back to the 46 or 47-yard line. Ball thrown to Schmiesing. All over him was Fort Loramie. It was Isaac Ratterman for the Redskins. Oh, my goodness, did he ever diagnose that play. Steffi rolled right, throwback screen to the left. Isaac Ratterman was not fooled. Second down and 17 for Minster from their own 48. Boy, that was a big holding penalty on the punt return. Steffi throwing a high ball near sideline, trying to pitch it to a receiver. Kaus, about 7 or 8 yards downfield, is way beyond him into the Fort Loramie bench. Incomplete. 3rd and 17 for Minster. Line of scrimmage, the Wildcats 48. I asked the question, Brian, is Minster in 4-down territory?
I think they are at this point.
7 minutes to go, down by 16 points. 3rd and 17, Minster. Line of scrimmage, the 48. That was a crucial holding call against Minster on the punt return. They were down inside the 25-yard line. Here's a little quick screen to the right. It's one of those fire drill screens off the hands of the receiver, Dylan Heitkamp. Steffi fired it fast, missed his man, and now Minster has 4th and 17 from the Wildcats 48. Wow, Minster went from having the ball seemingly inside the 25 after the punt return, and now it's 4th down and more than 15 yards to go for a 1st down for the Wildcats at their own 48. Fort Loramie up 16 points. An eye on the clock. 6:58 to go in the game. New Bremen has nipped Ansonia 26-22, coming from behind in the last couple minutes. Minster wants to punt it. It's a low snap from center. The punter runs back to get it, and he's drilled at the 30-yard line. Fort Loramie takes over in great shape.
Now, that was disastrous there, Jack. They didn't run that punt team out until about 20 seconds on the play clock.
I'm sure.
Ran them out after leaving their offense on. They set up quick, and that is what happened.
Yep, Wildcats may have been considering not punting the ball, belated decision to punt it, and it was botched. Simply blown, and now the Redskins, with 6:51 to go, have a first and 10 at the Minster 33-yard line. And although this game is not fully secure, it feels much more comfortable for Fort Loramie right now.
Absolutely. They have the opportunity to eat off a minute or two or more here and score and really seal the deal on this.
Snap to Caleb Maurer, handoff Darren Eilerman, and he cuts it back at the point of attack at the 30 and puts his nose in there, sticks his helmet down to the 26-yard line. He got 7 on first down. Defensive end Charlie Schmiesing on the hit for Minster. Very good game tonight for Darren Eilerman, offensively and defensively both. 6:24 to go and counting. Fourth quarter, Fort Loramie 35, Minster 19. Line to gain is the 23 of Minster. Ball resting at the 26. Two receivers to the right for Caleb Maurer. Really no reason to risk a forward pass here. Handoff on the play to Eilerman, trying to circle right end. Minster's all over it, but Eilerman does manage to slide between a couple tacklers. Might have gotten first down yardage. No, it was Will Holland who angled through to the 21 or 22, and he picked up the first.
Was a flag on the play.
Uh-oh. Gabe Bornhorst on the stop for Minster. Fort Loramie may have to retreat. So that second and 3 may turn into a second and 13. And that is the call, holding on Fort Loramie. We're down to 5:55 to go here in the fourth. We're on the air tonight thanks to 3 Fort Loramie sponsors with us each and every Fort Loramie game. Thanks so much to Geyers, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, all in Fort Loramie. These 3 with us each and every Fort Loramie game only all season long. New line of scrimmage, the Minster 36, second down and 13 for Fort Loramie with 5:37 to go here in the fourth quarter. Fort Loramie in the lead by 16. Caleb Maurer gives to his tailback who surges inside the 35. Holland is stuck right there at the 34. It's going to be third down, 11 or 12 to go for a first down for the Redskins. And given the ability of the Fort Loramie offense to pick up yards in chunks, you're probably in four down territory right here, Bryant. No real reason to pooch punt it, I would not think.
Right.
Minster does have a wind advantage the final 4 minutes and 55 seconds of this game. Redskins lead it, though, 35-19. Third and 12 for Fort Loramie. High snap to Caleb Maurer. Fakes the inside handoff. He's got to dodge tacklers in the offensive backfield. Can't do it. He loses 4. It's going to be fourth down for the Redskins. Now you're back closer to the 40-yard line. You might think about punting it out of bounds down inside the 15. Well, I'd certainly consider it. Clock winding down, 4:26, 4:25 to go in the game. 35-19, Fort Loramie in the lead. Redskins 2 timeouts left. Minster 2 timeouts left as well. And Fort Loramie is going to call a timeout. Play clock winding down, 6:05. We'll be right at the 4-minute mark in the fourth. Fort Loramie facing a 4th and 15. Leading 35-19. Jackson Center Pro Hardware is now in Greenville, too, at 418 South Broadway. In Jackson Center, your Pro Hardware store is at 112 East Pike. Don't forget, 20% off DeWalt power tools, 11% off solid wood raised panel cabinets, and beautiful white and gray shaker cabinets, too. Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike. And at 418 South Broadway in Greenville, tell Darren Yingst you heard about his Pro Hardware stores right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center, 101 East Pike in Jackson Center, does it all and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and Botkins. Medications packaged by day and time. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 Monday through Friday and from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Open 10 to 6 Monday to Friday, closed from 1 to 2. And open 10 to 1 on Saturdays. That's Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness in Jackson Center. Phone 937-596-8100. Fort Loramie does elect to punt it. Line of scrimmage, the 38. And it's a net of about 15 on the punt. It went straight up against the wind and straight down. Minster begins from its 23, down 16 points with 3:51 to go in the fourth quarter, 35-19. Fort Loramie leads it. Don't forget in-store shopping and curbside pickup at Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness in Jackson Center. Again, 596-8100, 937-596-8100. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness in Jackson Center, doing everything well to keep you well. Minster to the line of scrimmage. Steffi back in his 15, airs it out, middle of the field. Yes, he's got Webker at the 40-yard line. First and 10, Minster right at the 40, 10 yards short of midfield. Minster, two timeouts to go. They're down by 2 8. Minster needs two touchdowns, 2 2-point conversions. Trips to the left for Steffi. Minster fumbled the football at the Fort Loramie 5, getting deep in the red zone earlier in this period. Here's a down-and-out pattern. Steffi flips to a receiver. Yes, Dylan Heitkamp catches at the Fort Loramie 48, strides out of bounds at the 45. Christian McGee on the coverage. Clock stops, 3:28 to go in the fourth. Well, Fort Loramie does not want to give up a quick score. You can bet Minster will seriously consider an onside kick. Critical thing is Minster needs a touchdown and a two-point conversion. Antwerp defeated Gibsonburg 27-19. Lima Central Catholic 30, Macomb 20. Here's a long pass down the field by the QB, Steffi, intended for Kaus at the 15. He's hit as he grasps the football, and it goes off his palms to the turf at the 12-yard line. Incompletion. He almost had it. Thomas Hoying on the coverage. Second and 10 for Minster from the Fort Loramie 45. Lima Central Catholic was winning.
Now checking on the scores of both the Lima Central Catholic and Antwerp games, they're behind on the scoreboard here at City Memorial. They've scored since then, and those games are still ongoing.
Line to gain, the 35. Steffi at quarterback, 3:22 to go. Fort Loramie 35, Minster 19. Steffi in the spread, gets it at the 48, surveys the field, throws it near sideline, intended for Webker, way short of the mark. Ball might have been tipped behind the line of scrimmage. Redskins in the coverage on Webker. Don't think he was going to catch that football anyway. We are all the way down to 3:16 to go in the game. Third and 10, Minster. Fort Loramie 45. Redskins lead it 35-19. Boy, a big fumble in this game earlier in this period. So critical. Or was that late in the third, Bryant? Can't remember. At any rate, a big second-half fumble by Minster deep in the red zone. Help turn this game Fort Loramie's way. Steffi way back on the other side of the 50. Being pursued. Redskins hustle after him and sack him at the 48-yard line. That might have been Isaac Ratterman. Not sure. Big stop way back behind the line of scrimmage. Ball marked for play at the 50. Calvin Hoying on the hit. Man, did he come up big on that play for Fort Loramie. Fourth and 15, Minster at the 50. 2:45 to go in the game. Redskins lead it 35-19. Bryant will keep it right here and tell our listeners about another one of our fine sponsors, Germain Cars, located in Sydney. It's a dealership that makes shopping for and servicing a car so very convenient and cost-effective. It's plain and simple. It's Germain. Number one, for the life of your car, Germain is a one-stop solution forever. Tremaine takes great pride in servicing and repairing your car and keeping it in tip-top shape. Number two, vehicle selection is terrific. It's endless. On West Michigan in Sydney, choose from Tremaine Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, Rams, Buicks, and Chevrolets. More great selection at Tremaine and Beaver Creek in Dublin. And even more around the country at Tremaine in Michigan, Florida, and Arizona. See the cars online. Buy them in Sydney. Tremaine Cars, West Michigan in Sydney. And don't forget, Tremaine is the newest, best, and biggest dealership in Sydney and West Central Ohio. What more do you need? It's plain and simple. It's Tremaine. West Michigan in Sydney, TremaineCars.com. That's G-E-R-M-A-I-N Cars.com. Fourth and 15, ball game right here for Minster. 2:45 to go in the contest. Redskins up 16. Steffi firing right down the middle of the field. It is intended for a receiver at the 27. He's hit hard as the ball arrives. It is no good, incomplete, and that should do it.
That was Christian McGee on the coverage there. He was all over that, Jack.
It was James Niemeyer, the intended receiver. He was popped as the ball got there, but Christian McGee, as Bryant noted, defensive stop Fort Loramie. Redskins possession right around the 50, 2:39 to go. Fort Loramie in the lead, 35-19. So many thanks to Tremaine Cars, West Michigan in Sydney, one of our fine sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Line of scrimmage, the 50. Each team with a timeout remaining. Really doesn't matter when Minster uses it. They've got to use one here in the next couple of plays. Minster down to 16. Caleb Maurer hands to Darren Eilerman. He bear hugs the football. He stopped at the 49. 1 yard advance. Minster uses the timeout right there. Frimmel on the tackle. 2:32 left on the scoreboard clock. 35-19, Fort Loramie in the lead. We'll keep it right here and tell you all about some of our fine sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Don't forget our Fort Loramie game sponsors with us each and every Fort Loramie game. They include Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company, and Superior Aluminum. Thank you, Francis Schulze and Superior. Plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Let's make your gift ideas come to life at the Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi. A new address, 575 East Main in Rushi. Well, New Bremen won 26-22 over Ansonia. Ansonia led a couple, three times in the second half of that game. New Bremen scored last, pulled it out by four. Newark Catholic clobbering Waterford 35-7 late in the fourth. So the winner of this game will play New Bremen next Saturday night at a site to be determined.
Could be right back here at Sydney Memorial. Could be at Wapakoneta. Could be at St. Mary's, although, as you noted, Jack, you don't think they've played a playoff game up there in 3 years now?
2019, Marion Local and Fort Loramie played.
Has that been the last one that's been there? Okay.
I think so. Not 100% sure. Second down, nine to go for Fort Loramie at the 49 of Minster. Caleb Maurer takes the high snap, gives it to his tailback, who trudges ahead. Will Holland journeys down to the 45. He gobbled up four. It'll be third and five Redskins. I thought Minster used a timeout a moment ago. Scoreboard still says the Wildcats have one. I thought they were down to one a few minutes back, but timeout is called. 35-19 Fort Loramie, 2:25 left in the fourth. We'll return in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com, and it's 105.5.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth.
To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
Fall in love with Frisch's new hand-battered chicken tenders, made with all the TLC we can fit into a tender. Each delicious tender is hand-battered in our special recipe, then cooked to order. For extra crispy chicken on the outside and oh-so-tender all-white meat inside. So dip 'em, crunch 'em. Fall in love with our new hand-battered chicken tenders. Oh, yeah.
Get three hand-battered chicken tenders plus fries for only $7.99. Available on DoorDash and Uber Eats.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Well, the Redskins on 3rd and 5, run it for no gain. A minute 51 to go here in the fourth. 4th and 5, Fort Loramie at the Minster 45. Fort Loramie 35, Minster 19. Redskins to punt. Good snap from center. Kick away from the 44. A low one. No return. Minster. Ball hits at the 26. And it twists and turns to the 22. Minster's got it. A minute 33 to go. Wildcats are down 35-19. We'll have coverage for you. High school football next Saturday night, 6:25 on the air. Fort Loramie, New Bremen. At a site to be determined. Who knows? Could be right back here at Sydney. Might be at Wapakoneta. I would think one or the other. Next Saturday evening. Airtime 6:25 on scoresbroadcast.com and hits 105.5. Minster down by 16, 35-19. Couple critical plays in this game. You knew when they happened that they were monumental. We'll highlight those for you in a second. Here's a flat pass by Minster. Steffi pitches to Niemeyer, short of him at the far boundary at the line of scrimmage. No good, incomplete. Second down and 10. Missed extra point by Minster. End of the first half. That left Fort Loramie in the lead, 14-13. Then a missed two-point conversion by Minster after Minster cut it from 28-13 to 28-19, and then the Minster fumble down deep in the red zone at about the 5-yard line in the middle of the second half. Those were three big plays which helped to turn the tide in this game. Fort Loramie has moved the ball extremely well most of the night. Here's a rollout by Steffi to the left. Here's a pitch up the left side of the field in front of the Minster bench at the 40-yard line for Kaus. It is out of bounds, incomplete. A minute 21 to go. Third and 10, Gabe Hart covered that forward pass for Fort Loramie. Those were significant plays for sure. Fort Loramie has been able to make yards and big chunks all night long. And the Redskins have done a pretty good job at controlling the ball, especially here in the second half when they've had it. And Fort Loramie's eaten time off the clock. Fort Loramie led 14-13 at halftime, a 21-point third quarter for the Redskins. Here's Steffi in the offensive backfield. He's at the 14. He looks up the right side for Webker, and it's busted up on the play. Well done by Fort Loramie. Maxwell Maurer almost made the interception at the 26-yard line. He got a forearm in there and smacked it free. Fourth and 10 for Minster. A minute 15 to go. Fort Loramie's up 16 points. Line of scrimmage is at the Minster 27-yard line. In New Bremen state championship year 2020, New Bremen and Fort Loramie played early in the playoff round that year.
I think that was the second round game.
16-8. New Bremen won it 16-8. New Bremen got a 7, a 6, and a field goal. Fort Loramie got a late 8-pointer to make it very interesting down the stretch. Here's a long pass by Steffi, picked off at the far hash by Fort Loramie at the 44, and that will seal it for good. It was a fourth down pass play by Minster. Redskins have it at the 44 of Minster. First and 10, a minute 7 to go. Dylan Sanders on the interception. One of those plays, Bryant, that occurs on fourth down if it's a tight ball game, you want field position. You go ahead and bat it down, and you take the football back at the original line of scrimmage from where the ball was thrown. Sanders gets an intercept by his name in the stat column. And the Redskins are going to win this thing by 16 points, 35-19.
And going back to that New Bremen-Fort Laramie game 2 years ago, that was a fourth down at midfield, I think. And I think it was a fake punt attempt that Fort Laramie scored on that night that you were mentioning.
And the clock is winding down, a minute to go. We got a five-yard penalty against Fort Laramie. Redskins got a two-point conversion on a pass play. Colin Moore threw a quick one over the middle. It was batted back in his face. He caught it and then ran it in. Two-point conversion made it 16-8, and New Bremen was able to fend off Fort Laramie.
Oh, their defense 2 years ago was so spectacular.
Yep, and that was New Bremen's closest game en route to the state championship in 2020, the game at Fort Laramie early in the playoffs. Redskins in victory formation go to a knee, and that'll do it. Fort Laramie will meet New Bremen next Saturday night. It is sight to be determined. The final 25 seconds are clicking off the clock. 35-19, Fort Laramie over Minster here tonight. So many thanks to our anchor underwriting sponsors. Before our three-minute radio station break, American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie, Airstream in Jackson Center, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, Ascore's founding partner way back in 2006 and 7. We couldn't have gotten off the ground without help from LaCal. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the big boy. Osgood Bank and Osgood in Chickasaw in Mercer County, and in Fort Laramie and Indian Lake. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution, new and used machines, parts, and service. Schnippel Construction in Botkins, building excellence. I bet you didn't know, Schnippel builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns, too. SecureCom in Minster, SECURCOM online, and SecureCom.com, the pros in protection. The Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around, and our broadcast partner, Hits 105.5 in Sydney. Well, the congratulatory line has taken place at midfield. The rivalry continues. Minster and Fort Laramie, after winning eight straight, Minster loses three in a row now to Fort Laramie, two in the regular season. And this is the first time that Fort Laramie's beaten Minster in the playoffs in three tries. Redskins win it by 16. We'll be back to wrap it up in a moment. It's a three-minute radio station break. Fort Laramie 35, Minster 19 on scoresbroadcast.com and Hits 105.5.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnippel Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for seven decades.
It was back in 1953 and three generations ago when the foundation of Schnippel Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnippel began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnippel, the president of Schnippel Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnippel Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnippel is really proud to continue to build excellence while making owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnippel is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume resume to info@schnippelconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Bakken's.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnippel Construction in Bakken's. Building excellence.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Myring, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Myring & Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Myring & Company.
Reese Myring, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg, with remote access through computers to Reese Myring's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Myring and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Myring performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Myring for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Myring at 937-295-3813 for Reese Myring & Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Myring.
This is Jack Kramer with Bryant Billing, pinch hitting for Chuck McBeat tonight back at Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field, where Fort Loramie used a big 21-point third quarter tonight with the wind to go on and beat Minster 35-19. Fort Loramie victorious by 16 points. A big missed PAT by Minster at the end of the second quarter of play. Minster got a late touchdown and going 65 yards in the last 90 seconds at the end of the first half to cut a 14-7 deficit to 14-13. Poor snap, kick wide, 14-13 Loramie at the halftime break. Fort Loramie with a big 21-point third quarter with the wind to go on and be victorious tonight by a final tally of 35-19. 28-19, Minster missed a two-point conversion. Minster also, middle of the second half, deep in the red zone, fumbled the football at the Fort Loramie 5. Are you looking for an extraordinary dining experience at home? Bryant Billing, you're supposed to say yes.
Absolutely.
I'm sure you are. Well, the Anna Market is at your service. You see, Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts to offer you, Bryant Billing, an extraordinary eating experience. And the Anna Market is the only market around that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Yep, the very best for the best, like you, Bryant Billing. Furthermore, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce to go with your entree. And for your entree from the Anna Market, choose from the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. Between the marbling and rich flavor of their prime and premium beef and the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee an excellent eating experience. You can dine at home. You can make it extraordinary, very special. Shop at the Anna Market, serving the very best for the best like you, Bryant Billing. The Anna Market will give you an extraordinary dining experience right in your own dining room at home.
I'll tell you something else the Anna Market has, too, is Mahaffey's Pies. It's something else you can't find anywhere else.
They are mouth-watering delicious.
Yes, you'd have to drive all the way to Dayton to get them otherwise, so you can find those in Anna Market, too.
Now, Bryant, we'll wrap this up. Fort Loramie wins by 16. Highlights of the stats, and who do you select as our stars of the game, brought to you by Clancy's, for both teams tonight?
Well, Minster had 351 offensive yards on 64 plays, actually outgained Fort Loramie by 6. The Redskins had 346 yards on 50 plays. Minster 134 yards on the ground, 217 through the air. Fort Laramie 156 on the ground, 190 through the air. Brogan Steffi completed 17 of 35 passes for 217 yards for Minster. All of the Wildcats' passing yards, he gained 103 yards on 17 carries on the ground. Connor Schmiesing finished with 46 yards on 11 carries. Caleb Maurer completed 10 of 16 passes for 181 yards. He ran for 118 yards on 15 carries. And Caleb Maurer is the easy choice for Clancy's player of the game. He ran for, let's count them, two touchdowns in this game tonight, and he also caught a touchdown pass as well, and threw a touchdown pass, a 46-yard touchdown pass to Logan Eilerman. So ran for one, threw for one, caught one. That is something that does not happen very often.
I tell you what, Brian, I thought the Fort Laramie defense played very well tonight, improved throughout the game. Keep in mind, Minster scored in the first 2 minutes to start the contest, went up 7-0. Minster tallied just 12 points the rest of this game. Fort Laramie winning by 16, 35-19. I thought Fort Laramie's defense played extremely well. I'm sure head coach Spencer Wells next week will echo those same sentiments. Brogan Steffi ran at will early. Fort Laramie made some modifications on defense and started to barricade him in the pocket over the last three quarters. And the screen passing game, the quick hitches for Minster just were not there. Fort Laramie shut those down over the final two and a half, three quarters of play.
Yes, Redskins definitely gave up some plays tonight, but you're right. They bent at times. They did not break more often than not.
Right.
And that fumble recovery down there late.
Yep.
Brogan Steffi had an uncharacteristic turnover. That was a huge pickup for Fort Laramie. And, hey, the game was pretty much in hand, but still, Dylan Sanders, that was a nice interception there late.
Sure.
To be able to seal the deal there. So, yes, a lot of positive things for Fort Laramie tonight. And you're right, moved in the good direction after giving up 27 points to Southeastern last week.
And again, our stars of the game for both teams. Did we highlight one from Minster?
No, it's Brogan Steffi,
okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. The Clancy stars of the game.
The two quarterbacks, just as we would have predicted it at the pregame, we build this as a clash between two outstanding quarterbacks, and that's what it was, although Fort Laramie's defense got better and better as this game went on. Clancy's Wapak Avenue in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious, home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
And welcome back to Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field. Thankfully, the snow dwindled in the second half. We didn't get the precip. I'm not going to say the field dried out in the second half, but the conditions as the game wore on, I think, got better and better simply because the players were out there on the surface, on the gridiron, playing all night long. It was... I was wondering at halftime, Bryant, we had snow during our intermission break, and boy, it looked like a skating rink to start the third quarter. Two very good high school football teams, maybe two of the best seven or eight in the state of Ohio. Keep in mind now, we are down to the Elite Eight in Division Seven. We've got two winners left in Southwest Ohio, New Bremen and Fort Loramie. Lima Central Catholic and Antwerp won close games in Northwest Ohio tonight. Warren John F. Kennedy won in Northeast Ohio. Newark Catholic won in the central part of the state. Those two clubs I just mentioned would be the favorites next week to win their regions. But it's Fort Loramie and New Bremen at a venue to be determined next Saturday. Kickoff at 7. We've got the pregame at 6:25. Fort Loramie victorious tonight, the 16. The third straight win by Fort Loramie over Minster. And Minster had won the 8 previous. Fort Loramie's first victory against Minster in the playoffs, I might note. And the two clubs will return next year to open the season at Minster. Minster closing out the campaign tonight with a mark overall of 8-5. Fort Loramie now 11-2 through 13 games. Redskins 11-2. 9 straight wins by the red-hot Redskins. Minster had posted 7 victories in 9 games coming into tonight.
Yes.
Seth Whiting's crew finishes the year with a mark of 8-5.
And what a turnaround after a 1-9 finish last season.
And keep in mind, only 7 seniors on this Minster team here in 2022. Wow. Wildcats will be loaded for bear next year. Should be a mighty good Minster football team on the gridiron in 2023.
One to definitely watch out for in this region next year. Going to be one of the favorites for sure.
Yep, head coach Spencer Wells. Redskins move on, meet New Bremen for the second time in the postseason in recent years, having lost to New Bremen in 2020 in the Cardinal State Championship year. That final score was 16-8 in a game played at Fort Loramie. Should be a knockdown, drag-out affair again. It's probably going to take 4 touchdowns to win it next week, when the Cardinals and Redskins get together at a venue to be determined. Again, we've got the kickoff at 7, and we are on the air with pregame at 6:25 next Saturday evening. Don't forget, we've got high school basketball opening up next Friday night. Sydney girls at Rushi. Should be a fine game.
Yes.
Two girls teams, which figure to have big-time winning records here in 2022-23. Rushi and Sydney, returning talent. It's a rivalry over the years that's triggered a lot of very close encounters when they meet in November. And same should occur this Friday night. We've got the play-by-play in color at about 6:55 from Rushi this coming Friday night as we open high school hoops.
Yeah, that's going to be a great game, like you said. Almost everybody's back. Rushi only lost a couple of players to graduation. Sydney has everybody back from last year.
There you go.
Both were district teams. Sydney lost in a district semifinal, as they now call it. Rushi lost to Cincinnati Country Day in a district final last year in a close game.
Right. Yep, so many thanks to Derek on the board at the radio station. He was our operator all night long, our radio station audience via Hits 105.5, our radio station sponsors, NK Telco. Thanks as well to Sydney Body Car Star and Sydney Chiropractic. Our online audience, I'm sure it was huge. We had close to 5,000 for that season-ending game between Lima Central Catholic and Fort Loramie. Thanks so much to our online listeners then and each time we are on the air here on Scores Broadcast. Great online audience again tonight. Thanks so much for the hospitality here at Sydney High School. Mitch Hoing, Brett Bickle, everyone, big gratitude to you, too. Bryant Billing pinch hitting tonight for Chuck McBee. Chuck will return next weekend. Thanks to Bryant, on-site engineering, stats color. Jack Kramer saying goodnight from Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field, where the Fort Loramie Redskins have advanced to a regional final in Division 7 football here in the Southwest region by downing the Minster Wildcats tonight, 35-19. We're back on the air next Saturday night for Fort Loramie New Bremen regional final action, 6:25 airtime on scoresbroadcast.com and hits 105.5. Good night, everybody.
This is scoresbroadcast.com and hits 105.5 FM in Sydney.